Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
So that's what is going on.
So that's what happened.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's a good thing, though. Are we on the air?
Yes.
No,
we're gonna do this on purpose now every day.
I rather like this.
Who's your agent? Pre-show.
Pardon?
Who's your agent? Is he vigorous?
Not vigorous.
Is he vigorous?
No, we're on the air. This is the beginning of the show. We were just talking, and I saw no need to wait until, you know,
right,
25 minutes from now for commercials.
I haven't
finished telling you that.
I haven't finished my Jolly Rancher candy yet. I'm so surprised by this. It's peach and not their finest.
Worst.
Well, this is it, though.
This is the show. It's starting right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm organized as heck.
Good.
I've got my cute color-coded notes. I've got a beautiful dress Rob bought for me.
Okay. And congratulations to me for winning a bet.
You did.
I've lost a lot of outside bets, including one where
it's starting.
This concludes the pre-opening.
You'll have plenty of time for that.
I know.
You'll have plenty of time.
I know. I'm giddy.
And I'm very nervous, actually, because you are at least better than half the people on American Idol last night.
Oh, my God!
I'm afraid, though, if you really heard me sing, that you might say that, like all those people last night on American Idol, that they were really like Elton John protégés. That's how bad I am when I really try
to
sing. Well,
you'll be singing along with Helen Reddy, right?
Yeah.
You can melt that out.
Yeah, well, we have a choice of four songs for you.
Very good. Okay, wonderful.
We can do...
they're all good songs.
We can do I Am Woman.
Strong.
I'm Every Woman.
Oh, even better.
I'm a Woman, that's W-O-M-A-N.
How about a medley?
And, Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
I love it.
We've got him covered. All right, let's do this thing.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All right, come on in. Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hi, Julia.
Oh, God. He's leading them.
It's so hard to find good daycare.
It's on a true story.
There you go.
He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Betting Like Queens. And all the ships at sea.
Right.
Angry young men. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, thank you for listening to Don and Mike Show, everybody. This is a new episode of Don and Mike Show on this Wednesday. 04, 07, 04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Yeah. That would be April 7th.
Very exciting.
And here's your phone number, 877-365-3636. That's from anywhere in America. From Canada, pleased to be calling 800-636-1067.
Very nice.
And on WJFK, our home station in Washington, 202-432-1067.
Excellent.
Before we get to the paying of the bet,
Lady Huskies,
and I'm ready, you know.
Well, and you wore shorts today, so when you put the dress on, it will create the illusion that you're not wearing anything underneath it.
Well, and I'm actually, Mike, debating going all the way with it. And,
really? I think that's the one. I'm wearing your underwear or even better.
No, I'm not going commando.
Kilt-like.
But I am thinking about just losing the shorts.
I think that's a great idea.
You know, the khaki shorts.
Very warm outside. Yeah. Get rid of the thing.
I did luck out. 78 degrees today.
Yeah.
But first...
Today.
Spotlight on, for just a moment, Rob, a fanfare, because a spotlight on Buffalo. Just a quick note here, as I'm just trying to delay putting on the dress and
right,
going out and singing, because the Lady Vols lost last night. Spotlight on Buffalo.
Yes.
Now, this is something... This is like a point that I'm going to make now to all of the owners and operators of the stations that carry the show every day. That the cell that you should get from the network.
Oh, the network.
The sell that you should get from them is that this is a national show, but after a while, people will get to know us and hear stuff on the show and realize that we talk about the same stuff that people talk about everywhere.
Right.
And with the exception of saying, hey, did you see that guy down on Main Street or what so? You know, people don't really care where the show's coming from.
Right.
They think it's coming from their city.
Right.
Here is an example today. And I would use this with WBUF in Buffalo. They should be out. Sell the crap out of this. And I mean it. Rob's up in the office today.
Okay.
And gets a call transferred. They call the Buffalo station, WBUF, and they ask Don and Mike, please. They say, hold on a second. Oh. They transfer the call here. They pick the phone, WJFK. They go, Don and Mike, please. Well, anyway, it's Edie's Ice Cream in Buffalo.
Yeah.
And they got, I don't know, some new low-fat, low-whatever ice cream coming out.
Is that based in Buffalo, Edie's?
Well, this distribution center is.
Okay.
Because they... What they wanted desperately...
I love their grand light.
They wanted desperately to know what time we arrived at WBUF every day to do the show.
Ah. Very exciting.
So that they could bring by ice cream.
That's good.
I told her that you would have to swing it by Washington, D.C., and it would certainly have melted by then.
Sure.
And she said, oh...
And I know you won't disappoint me. I bet you know what the flavor was. What was the flavor?
I don't, but you'll be pleased to know that the new... hand-churned Grand Light arrives by FedEx next week.
Very exciting.
So anyway, listen, a spotlight on Buffalo. That's how it should be.
That's how
you dig?
Seamless this show is for your market.
You dig? I mean, we are telling you we're doing the show from someplace else, unless you're living here. You know that we're doing the show from someplace else.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But unless we stop to tell you that we're doing the show from someplace else and say that we're here, you might not know because, let's face it, do you have to be in Buffalo? Do you have to be in Sacramento? Do you have to be in Las Vegas? Do you have to be in Burlington, Vermont to know that American Idol last night sucked?
I'm embarrassed for the United States of America. I really am.
Was it great or did it suck? I'd have to vote on... Great, and I was thinking this as I'm watching last night. I'm thinking, now, would I be as happy if there were nine people so talented?
No.
Would I be happy if there was like four or five real good ones and four or five bad ones? Well, maybe, but you know me, I'm an all-or-nothing guy.
You're saying that you enjoyed it because it was bad?
Oh, listen.
Well, you know, I was entertained getting angry.
And I have to say, as much as I've thrown my support behind the retarded boy, John Peter Lewis.
He could not have been more of a tard.
I have to say, after last night's performance of Crocodile Rock, I am afraid that I'm throwing everything. All the chips now are going on red.
And I love...
Rocket Man.
I love the analysis of... Elton John, where you could really read between the lines. He wasn't that good at it. He's not as skilled as Paula and Randy. Right. You could tell when Elton would say something like, well, she was a bit nervous. You knew, okay, she tanked.
And with that one, I think Elton John said, he's taking quite a risk, a little to be a, you know, a gigantic hit.
Well, the Crocodile Rock was what he said. Yeah,
yeah, that's right.
He's really going out on a limb.
I'm worried.
It can go either way. He's telling the guy at that point that it sucked.
Yeah, you know what? Now you guys can sort of understand what I go through when I watch the telethon. It's so bad that I love it.
However,
you got it all in 1 hour instead of 27.
I just wish, and I know that these people are bad, and I'm like everybody else in America, with the exception of Buzz, who doesn't watch American Idol. I mean, even Mike watches it now. We all watch it because there's something about it. Right now,
it is a magical show, but
it's the flavor of the month.
And it very well could. I do believe, as much as we enjoy watching the bad people, I don't think America does, and I think that if you have another one in a row, the next American Idol they do, if you have it a suck fest like this one is, that could tank the show.
See, but that's a whole year from now.
Live for the moment.
They got time to tool it and do whatever they need to do. But as I'm watching it last night, I'm thinking, I'm so drawn to this. I'm so drawn to that. And as they're picking the songs, I'm sitting there thinking, I think I got a pretty good knowledge of pop music.
Right.
I'm thinking of the Elton John library of songs. And there are a lot of songs that don't have that crazy Elton John range to them.
Yeah, but you realized, just how great Elton John is with his range by hearing them massacre these songs.
But here is what is the greatest about American Idol, is that the production values are schmaltzy at best.
Okay.
The host is a total tool, and everybody knows it.
All right.
The two judges, Randy and Paula, except, and I wish someone would give them something to sedate them before the show. Even if the people suck, it's not their job to say you suck. It's Simon's job.
Well, I think you should run for President of the United States if you can find good in that.
I think in Las Vegas, Elton John is throwing his television out the window.
That was the best line. And, then, and you know, he saved that line for the worst performance. I think that was for the redhead.
And, of course, I'm talking to Rob during all of this on the phone because Frieda refuses to join me in this. So I'm after every person with Rob going, I say, oh, God. Did you hear that? Simon just dissed the retarded boy. My guy's out. But then, like, five contestants later, the girl that sang Yellow Brick Road, he said to her, that's it. It's over. You're done.
It's the end of the road.
Wow. That's exactly what he
said. It's the end of your road.
Wow. And what that says to me...
She is without question. Is she the Hawaiian girl?
She's the Hawaiian girl without the flower in her hair.
And the Hawaiian girl with the flower in her hair, I thought, got ripped off. They dissed her, and I didn't think she was as bad as they said she was.
So your bottom three tonight are going to be Big Red, the retarded boy, and the Hawaiian girl without the flower in her hair.
And I think the Hawaiian girl without the flower is going to be...
Agreed.
Because she really Agreed. Was... I mean, she was beyond
and
that.
And as long as we're in this confessional, if I could just drop this one on you, this last one, the last...
Voted for the redhead.
Voted
for the redhead.
He's safe, and I'll tell you why. It's because I think they're going to have to try and thin out the girls somehow.
Did he look like a little bit when they got that first close up when he was just getting raked over the clothes? Did anybody see like a little tear?
I thought
he looked like maybe he was going to cry, and that's what I'd love to
and,
see.
You know, there's so much counseling, and this is the part of the show that it. Well, first you need counseling if you watch it like we do, like everybody in America does. And it's a simple, like I said, it's a simple enough format. You have these people, and you've got one guy that tells people they suck, and that's the person that everybody gravitates to, and it's great because you can watch it. But as I'm watching this, and they're supposed to get better every week.
Right.
Well, someone should go, if John Peter Lewis is going to maintain, and he was my wild card in this.
Good God, he is horrible.
He is horrible. But what he must do is embrace that retarded dancing style, which caught my eye to begin with.
He looked very, very nervous, and I did like the jacket. I thought the jacket worked. And that's all anybody could talk about was the jacket.
And he did try to dance a little bit, but he's got to let it go.
Yeah, right.
But you know who can dance?
Red-headed
guy.
Red. Now,
he makes me want to bark.
And that was after Elton John said, if you want to make this work, you're going to really need to sell it with personality. And
here's the problem with a dude like that. That there's a song like Crocodile Rock that everybody knows, and you kind of know the words. Like, Crocodile Rock, and your feet, you can't
hear. You know, it's interesting to hear Elton John call it a novelty song, because I never thought of that as a novelty song.
So most people know it like that, but then when you hear this guy go, Crocodile Rock,
cry Robin,
and your feet just can't stand still.
What is he going for? Now, did he get into the competition by doing like Frank?
Is that
what he did?
Yeah, he did like Rat Pack music.
Oh, God.
So anyway, that's American Idol. You heard it here. I think we've already predicted, right?
Yeah, I think the Hawaiian girl without the flower, and rightly so. She, as bad as John Peter Lewis, it was so horrible, and the redhead guy were... She was, I thought it was just the worst performance I've ever seen.
I hope that my votes weren't wasted. I voted all, heavy on Red.
You know, I'm very sporadic in my TV viewing.
I didn't even try for the retard boy, who I know is number two.
You know, I'm very sporadic in my TV viewing, but I believe I might be getting caught up in this.
Okay.
I don't watch the results show like you do, but I'll watch it tonight. And I think I'm going to get involved in the voting process.
The results show that now they drag it out, but it's actually another good format because they get all, in this case, nine of them, I think, up there like they're in a gallery, and then they go through one by one and they review what the judges said, and then they say, okay, you're okay, you're okay, you're okay, you're okay. Then we say, here are the three people who got the least amount of votes.
So they're only lopping off one tonight?
Yeah, they're only lopping off one.
That sucks.
But in the beginning, you've got three of them who are sweating.
Right.
They're going to go through each of the people individually. Then they're going to say, now, of you nine, three of you really stink. One of you stinks the worst.
So they'll go through these people and say, you're in the bottom three.
Yeah, and then they have to go sit on the middle of the stage by themselves.
And not only do they draw it out that way, they usually make someone, like, perform. Like someone from last season. And the very best thing about a results show is after you're voted off...
You have to sing.
You have to sing again.
Oh, my God.
And Mike, that's the best because
yeah.
you know you're watching someone who's just... And that's it. dream over.
Sure. Yeah.
And now, incidentally, now that we've told you you suck, and now 20 million people have told you you suck.
And for these people,
yeah.
I mean, it's back to selling shoes.
Yeah.
Go on out there and give us the performance of your life. Make it happen.
Wow. Only in America. You got to love it. You really do.
That's American Idol, and I'm sorry. I'm not only sorry that I watch it, I'm sorry that I vote, I'm sorry that I participate, I'm ashamed of
it. And you've shifted your allegiance to the red-haired boy.
Well, I thought, here's the thing last night, Mike, and this also scared me, because I listened to Seacrest Out.
I'd like to see like a giant spear come through the air, hit him right in the head.
Now
he
I'm watching.
That.
Just that gangly, you know, he thinks he's good looking. He's not really
that hairdo.
But he did say at one point, hey, now don't forget, you gotta vote for your favorites, because a lot of times people don't think that they're favorite. They're going to vote for somebody else. Isn't that right, Simon? And Simon looks up, you know, you're a faggot. And then, you're crazy, Simon. You're crazy. But anyway, so the message was ingrained in me by Seacrest Out last night.
Seacrest Out?
That I should not vote for the three named boy. However, I felt that the redhead did so bad last night. It was such an awful performance.
There is a chance.
He needed my vote.
Of the three of them, I mean, any one of them could go. I think there's tremendous drama there. I mean, but I do believe that America is captivated with your three named boy, as you predicted early on.
He's the man.
But the redhead, you know, I don't know.
With the redhead, I'm just fascinated with.
Conan O'Brien from 3 Mile Island.
Because he was so bad last night. He was, like, bad in a different way.
Well, he got the whole rap line. Hey, I'm suave and sophisticated. He looks like a total dink.
He looks like, not only does he look like he's never been laid before, he looks like he's never experimented. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like
exactly.
He might still be waking up in the morning and saying, uh-oh.
What's this surprise?
Yeah.
Right.
I think that might have happened.
Yeah, because there's never been any activity there.
Like, you got to know that when Paula Abdul says something to him that's positive, there's always a chance we might need a mop.
Fabric stretching.
Paula. Pretty Paula.
Pretty Paula saying nice things to me. Excuse me for a second. Paula. I got to go backstage.
Paula is so pretty.
What happened? I didn't even notice.
Jesus. Everybody loves it. Even Canada. Here's Canada calling. What is this? Matt in Canada. Matt.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. Hi, hello. Matt. Hey.
I just wanted to say about American Idol last night when he was talking about the Plan 9 from outer space, how it was the musical.
That was another great Simon line. He said
about the redhead kid.
He said to the redhead kid, he said, there's a man named Ed Wood.
Who made
one of the worst movies ever, Plan 9 from Outer Space. Your performance tonight is that movie.
Yeah, yeah. And Ed Wood said, it was the worst movie he ever made, and he'd be known for the rest of his career. You know, said that performance,
the musical equivalent.
That is the musical equivalent of that.
That's good. Hey, let me ask you something.
Did you hear his voice crack during the middle of that song?
Yeah, he was terrible.
Like he's just hitting puberty.
Well, listen, thank you. We appreciate the fact you listen. Where are you calling from? Toronto?
From Burlington, Canada.
Let me just leave you with this thought. Ain't it too bad there's no such thing as Canadian Idol? Bye.
Now, he was just about to say.
Yeah. I'm sure you have it. It's just...
Well, didn't they have a lady on from the British American? British
from
American.
Pop Idol.
Pop Idol. She was kind of cute.
But it's like everything else. It's like, this is what's great about America. It used to be that in America, everything great started here, right?
Used to be.
You're talking about skyscrapers, you're talking about automobiles, you're talking about the way we live our lives. Now here's what we do now, since we're so great.
Not powdered wigs, though.
When we see something else good happening somewhere else.
We take it.
Yeah. And you know what we do? We assimilate it, and we make it better than it was before.
And then we kind of make it our own. And then nobody, you know, claims it as their own.
Sure. Right. And there's nowhere we do this more than in television.
Right.
I mean, even going back like to the Archie Bunker show.
All of the Family was a British show.
Sure it was. But you know what? Wasn't good till it got to America.
Absolutely. Millionaire wasn't really good until it got to, you know, and what was that, the one that blew up, the show that was very popular and, you know.
Coupling?
The Weakest Link?
Weakest Link. Coupling, which was a failure here because it's stupid because they stayed too British. Sanford and Son started over there.
Sanford and Son was over there?
The show called Steptoe and Son.
That's right.
Read your credit.
Yeah, but you know what it took? You see, like in all of these cases, you know what it took?
Right.
It took American ingenuity to make these ideas work. You go, Pop Idol, that's pretty good, but you know what really sells it would be American Idol.
American Idol.
American Idol.
Yeah, they brought Seacrest over from England, didn't they?
they brought him from a different planet. They brought him from Uranus. And here's another great thing about being an American, as long as we're on this topic, is that we're so pompous, and rightly so, because we are the greatest nation in the world.
Aren't we?
But we're so great that when we have a sport like football, American football, which is our sport, invented by us,
right,
predominantly played by us,
yes,
when our teams, for instance, when St. Louis plays Nashville, Tennessee, in the Super Bowl, we are so pompous that we say it's the world championship.
Yes, even though it's within our borders.
As if somewhere over in Yugoslavia, there's 11 guys
right
who could kick the St. Louis Rams' ass.
Yeah, the world championship.
And it's even worse in baseball, because there is baseball in Japan.
There is, but
there
we
is
still
baseball.
Say our, you know, the winner of our World Series, and it is the World Series.
Of yes course it is.
Yeah.
That's right. But you know
no
what?
No one else is allowed to play. But
again, that's what's great about being an American.
And the only problem with the sport of hockey, of course, is that they, and this is for our Canadian friends, they, you know, they some guy named Stanley.
Yeah. We, you know what? We have to change that. We must change the name of that cup.
I think that, you know, they're talking about all the problems that hockey has. Hockey is not nearly as popular as it was a few years back. They need to spice it up a little bit.
Let's
you know
make it the Adam Sandler Cup. He likes hockey. He's
the
popular.
Whoopee, the Whoopee Cup. The Protective Cup.
Well, whatever. You know, I believe we got to get like our biggest star power behind this. And maybe not Adam Sandler, because maybe he won't last forever.
Right.
And certainly not, what's his name, Ben Affleck. But what about, okay, I happen to be a fan of Ben Stiller. I happen to think Ben Stiller has legs.
Yes. He'll be making comedies for a long time.
Yep. So maybe be a visionary. Like that tape says, I am a visionary.
I am a visionary.
Make it the Ben Stiller Cup.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
No one knows who Lord Stanley is.
Ben Stiller Cup.
I am a visionary.
I am a visionary.
I know.
You are.
Hold on, Mike. Here's another call from Buffalo. This is Mick. Hi, Mick.
How are we doing, boys?
Hey, we're doing great. What?
I just want to know if you guys knew that our firehead there was from right outside of Buffalo.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Now, what kind of coverage is he getting up there? Is he getting any of that local stuff, like where the local Fox station follows him around?
Yep, basically. They've been following him in school, and actually the kids were throwing eggs at him in school. No, I'm just kidding.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't doubt it.
They egged him.
Like
yeah. Tons. They egged him when he got off the bus.
Tons of wedgies. I think they call him a Mo. Hey, Mo.
Hey, Mo. Want an egg?
Hello, Don. Mike. Hello. Tim.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, comment about the American Idol. The guy who gets voted off or girl who gets voted off tonight really sucks, because that little Chinese guy that thinks she bangs even got a record album, and they don't.
But that's very true. And
yeah, I mean, it's better to be the, if you're going to be the worst, be the very worst.
And the difference between the redhead guy and William Hung is the fact that the redhead guy, at least on some level,
the redhead guy could have a career.
While singing standards, you know, he can sing.
He can sing standards, and he could have a career with that. He won't be the American Idol, but he could. But there's some
other
people.
Also, he could also have a great Weird Al Yankovic-like career if he decided like to do Crocodile Rock.
Sure. And then really, I mean, if he gets really desperate, he can go on the B-City circuit, you know, just pulling out unusual items from a big duffel bag.
Hey, Mike. Listen, that, you know, that's CT. At CTT, that's Carrot Top Territory. And that's, incidentally, for those of you historians,
yes,
that is land, that Carrot Top Territory, that's zoned by Gallagher.
That's right. Yeah. That
yeah.
If anybody, you know, thinks, hey, Carrot Top is all that,
now,
it's Gallagher territory.
Ask them about Gallagher. And don't get cheated. See the real Gallagher, not his twin brother.
And they both tour the country.
Wow. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, y'all should call up that so-called psychic you had on the show a few weeks ago and ask her how long we're going to be tortured by that three-name retarded boy.
Hey, you knock it off. That's my boy. What are you talking about? I'm the proud... I feel like a parent of a retarded kid. Come on, don't say that. Don't say that.
Well, which one is it? Is it the redhead?
John Peter Lewis.
Or John Peter Lewis.
No, the redhead would be the one that I would say has social issues.
Right.
He's smart as a whip, but he has social issues.
Yeah. Well, I mean, also, you take the red hair off and you've got powder.
Yeah.
He looks exactly like powder.
And Mike, as his adopted father, I'll tell you, for the last physical,
yeah,
there's also a problem.
Ears.
There's a lot of wind resistance when he runs forward.
Right. And there's also a very distinct lack of any body hair.
I don't think he's got a hair on him.
I mean,
outside of that flame top.
Right. Chin, armpits, you know. down lower, nothing there.
And if he does, it would be disturbing.
Unlike my son, John Peter. He has hair everywhere. Every orifice, there's hair.
They are the geeks.
Hello.
Hello, Don.
Hi there, you're on the air.
Hello. Good to have you back, guys. We do have Canadian Idol, and it is even lamer than American Idol. You would not believe it.
Do you really? And is it called Canadian Idol?
It is called Canadian Idol, and thousands of people try out for this. Just same as American Idol.
Don't they all have to wear lumberjack uniforms?
Well, we do all the time anyways.
Yeah, right. The red suspenders with the flannel shirt.
Judged by Mounties.
But in Canada, it's American Idol that everybody watches, right?
Correct.
And, of course, they use all dirty lyrics in Canada, since they're not censored.
Because they can.
Get away with it. That's
right. Mm-hmm. That's one bonus to living there in America East.
The people who judge it are even lame. So at least, like, Paula Abdul, although I'm not a big fan, at least she has some talent. The people who judge Canadian Idol they shouldn't even be on the show, never mind judging.
You know, I don't know whether this
is
an
original idea, and I don't know whether this was shouted out by another radio personality. I don't know whether but has anybody explored, like, originating a lot of these broadcasts in Canada so that you're not subject to the same the rules? Like, you know, you live, say, in Buffalo, you go over the bridge and you do your show from Canada and you just
do
whatever.
But you're still hearing it. You're getting it. You're receiving it with an antenna and transmitter that are licensed in the United States.
Right.
So even if you're broadcasting out of Canada, is that what you're
saying? Well, no, but what if you put your tower in Canada?
Then you still have to play Ann Murray records.
No, government.
And Brian Adams.
But you just say you take a flamethrower, an incredibly powerful signal. You put it right on the Canadian border.
Well, let me think. Here's what you do. Now you might not be able to get an FM station, but I know back in the day, I told you I was offered a job at 1050 Chum in Toronto.
Toronto, right?
Which was like the WABC of Canada. Except they flew me up, and I got terrified of the city, just because everybody spoke French,
right?
And they wanted me to be an American disc jockey. But I know that there's one in Detroit, the CKLW.
Mm-hmm.
These are stations that were in Detroit that people used to listen to in America all the time,
right?
So I guess what you're saying could be true.
You mean they were in Canada?
The station was in Canada, and people in Detroit made it the number one radio station.
And it's very much like they used to do in Mexico, which XERF, I guess it was.
Oh, the Mighty 690.
Yeah, it would go at like 100,000. Watts because
you probably couldn't syndicate because you have to be on all the individual.
So that's
right.
Why you have to be in like this Mexican station, which seriously was like 100,000 watts.
If you got close to their tower, your headlights would glow even if they weren't on.
Really?
That's how much RF there was coming off the tower.
But wait, you know what? I think
for American radio, though, you wouldn't get any decent stations in Canada.
Yeah. See, there you go. Uh-huh. Thank you, my friend. Thanks for coming around on that.
Thank you.
God
bless you.
There you go.
Very good.
Yeah, you're the wannabe American of the day. Congratulations.
Thanks for the bacon.
Oh, and he's gone.
And of course, calling from the border where they're preparing, as Rob said, for the attack.
We got a break anyway because the headline says it right here. Look at this. UC UConn converts 1-1.
Mm-hmm.
Now, last night, I know we got a bet on this game, but I'm watching American Idol.
I love you, Wilmette Crockett.
And about halfway through American Idol, I turn on the basketball game, and I see it's Connecticut 30, uh-huh. Tennessee 15.
Uh-huh.
So I think, ugh, Christ, I got to wear a dress on the show tomorrow. Then I'm watching 24.
Right.
Get down to 24, go upstairs, Law and Order, a good one. Flip back to the game, they go, if you've just tuned in, like you're talking to me, Mr. Ass, if you've just tuned in, you've missed an incredible game as Tennessee has come from 17 down. It's now a 4-point game. So, of course, at this point.
So you get excited at that point?
Yeah. And I almost called you.
Mm-hmm.
I almost called you just to say, hey, look, they're making a game of it.
Right.
But I know that's bad karma. I watched it until I just decided I'm a loser in this. I'm a loser.
Were you surprised?
No, you know what? Here's the thing. I don't know anything about when it's college basketball. I just know
I just know it's Connecticut.
I like the coach for Tennessee. She's like a man. She's a man with a woman's, and I mean that as a compliment.
Of course you do.
She's a very strong woman.
Yes.
It would
woman.
It would take
a great leader.
It would take a strong man, as Rick Astley would say, to ever let her go. Sorry to be quoting the great Rick Astley.
Wow.
But I'm just feeling all melancholy because I have to sing for you now outside wearing a dress. Rob,
thank you, Ann Strother.
The dress that you purchased for me was from... You're going to like this, Mike.
Thank you, Diana Taurasi.
The dress that I'm going to be wearing outside was purchased from...
from Target.
Really? A Target dress?
It is beautiful. I went to the plus size section, and it's... Mike requested something floral...
Oh, Rob, that is lovely.
And it is flouncy. It is
and
nice.
You wanted my arms to be showing, so
yeah,
they will be.
Yeah, you could ask for that. It is,
God, from the, that is the best.
The Linden Hill collection.
Oh, my God, it's a two-piece.
It is a two-piece.
Okay, Rob, you could have hemmed that.
Wow.
You really could have hemmed
that. Yes. Time.
Mike, I can... I can,
you can hike it up a little bit.
I can pull it all the way up to my...
You going to make it a mini?
Yeah, well,
you
depending on how much leg you want me
and
to
show.
And
if you
want
to know who really lost the bet,
yes.
You should have seen me at Target at lunchtime today, literally holding skirts up to myself to see if I could estimate the waist size.
Women like hiding their children in front of you.
Don't look at him.
Shuffling them into another section of the store.
All right, so listen, here's the deal that we had the bet because we're queens. Mm-hmm. We didn't bet on the men's basketball.
No, we did not.
We bet on the women's basketball mainly because I'm still enamored with this coach.
Right.
I mean, that she's the greatest.
She is.
She really is.
And she's to be congratulated. What a great season she had.
Well, no, not really, Mike. She's a loser.
Well, you're singing.
You're right, I'm singing. And I'm singing because she's a loser.
You know, I love the dark pattern.
Yeah.
And I think it's beautiful. It's really going to, I think it's going to become you.
You might want to hang on.
It's really
talking about the dress now.
I'm staring at the dress. I'm captivated by the dress.
Well, when we come back from the break, I'll put the dress on while we're on the show.
All
okay.
Right.
I don't see because I think I can just. I've got a Hawaiian
outside.
No, hey, listen.
Okay.
It wasn't that big of a.
No, I know it wasn't.
But as always, Mike, I'll be glad that this robe in front of you.
Sure.
Because I feel so comfortable in my nudity around you.
Fantastic.
Twice in an hour.
And then it'll be outside.
I heard that buzz.
Outside and the choices for songs. I am woman. I'm every woman. I'm a woman. That's the one, W-O-M-A-N.
Right,
you know,
right.
Home the bacon. And man, I feel like a woman.
Well, and you know, you can... Any order you want.
Yeah, you can't go
just
wrong.
Just go for it.
Really.
But, you know, I'm really not a good singer.
But I think, you know, it's you've got great rhythm and great wit.
Great energy.
I promise you this. I will try my hardest to truly sing as good as I can.
I'm not interested in singing as much as, you know, just like those contestants on American Idol. A little choreography.
Okay.
Hey.
See that?
He's giving me a greeting, ladies and gentlemen.
There's the choreography for you right there. It's the old metal finger.
Salute.
There
you go.
You're not getting any choreography at all.
It's going to be a wonderful performance.
My butt pressed against this big window out here.
Great. Thank you for the great punta.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Way down upon the Herbert River, far, far away. Well, I've got sand in every nook and cranny. Pants are wet all day. Yeah.
A survivor's life, nearly sinking, barely floating, filled with stress and strife, anticipation of that voting, barely getting by, and your spirit has been broken.
Oui.
When you hear Jeff Probst
right.
Say, hey, the tribe has spoken.
No, it's not
retarded.
Yes, he is.
Waving to a deadly spider, well, you'd think that I'd
oui.
Find a ruin, maybe
some
rider.
Singer.
It's a quick man's game, you gotta moderate the sass. And you must remember,
God,
outwit, outplay, outlast.
Shut up!
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, real music. I'll be better than that. Maybe.
They always play the card card. Don and Mike.
Yeah. Card card. JPL. And don't forget about the red-headed boy. Yeah. All right, I'm in the mood, as much in the mood as I can be.
And I can't stop laughing because I'm looking at the dress. The dress that Rob picked out, and, you know.
Well, toss it over here, Mike.
Give him the dress, Rob.
Thank you, Robbie.
There you go.
And what I'm going to do now is slip off my shorts.
Oh,
thank you.
Lovely.
Well, come on.
You know, you're wearing sneakers, which is, you know, what you will resemble is one of those... urbanites hustling to the office.
One of those ladies.
Slip runners, sensible.
Yeah. One of those ladies
right,
on her way somewhere important.
I hate that look, incidentally.
Stop it.
That,
so
you know,
hard to run in heels.
Suffer a little bit.
I know that we're doing the show under slightly different standards now.
Yes.
But I think that I would be doing a disservice to all of our female listeners.
Right.
If I just didn't take this moment to let them hear the sound. Listen to this.
sound of Don. He's taking his shorts off.
There you go. Man, I've just got my underpants on and a Hawaiian shirt.
Very good. Hey, would you like to do the show like that every day?
Yeah.
Wouldn't we be more comfortable?
I thought we only did that when we were on remote. When we were in a little room.
Is that the top or the bottom?
This is the bottom.
Oh, that's great. I'm seeing it in a better light.
Putting the bottom on.
Damn. Now, see, he's on the other side of the console, so I'm really not getting the full effect. I won't get that until a moment.
It's black with a red pattern.
Now, if I wore this just at my normal waist level...
God, I love my job.
If I wore this at my normal waist level, this dress goes all the way down to my ankles.
Yeah, and you resemble like somebody that would be doing some belly dancing or something like that.
And now you want the top as well.
The sleeveless
top.
It's a summer frock is what it really is. Like,
queen.
Hike up that skirt.
This is such a queen. What would you do, bud?
I said, hike up that skirt. Don't hide your light under a bushel.
Hi. How you doing? I don't have my shirt on right now. How you doing, everybody?
I would pull the skirt up to maybe breast level.
All right.
Yeah. But get the top on first.
That's not the right length. Or pull it up now.
You got a problem with my shirt off? Come on. Yeah. Look at me. I lost a lot of weight.
And you're nicely tanned after your vacation, too. Might want to take your headphones off before you slip on that frock.
Yeah.
There you go.
Lead the conversation. That is a Bob. You did an excellent job.
All right, now let's see.
It's electric. Let me stand up. So
come over here and help me. Help me decide how I should wear this faggot dress. Okay. Now this is wearing it at. Now I'm wearing this at normal.
You can't argue with that. You can't argue, but hike it up. Let's see how it looks if you hike it up a bit.
That's the great thing about this. Outfit.
See, now I've got it hiked up all the way to my breast.
That's better. Yeah, that's
nice.
That's the look.
You like this?
Yes, that is beautiful.
All right, well then let me get my lyrics, and I guess we're ready to go outside.
Yeah.
Robbie, this thing turned
on?
Turn it on. Where's it come up?
Oh my God.
You should be able to talk into it now.
Hello? Hello?
Wait, help?
It's Wendell.
Hello?
Wendell's out there.
Hello. Hi.
What's up?
Can you hear me?
Hello? Oh, yeah.
Is this thing on the air? There you go. Hey, Rob, ride that level for me. All right. Rob, you're in charge. All right. I got to get my sunglasses. Hold on. It's a beautiful day outside.
It is. Gorgeous.
78 degrees. You going to open the door for me, Mike? Thank you, darling. And here we go. That's a beautiful frog.
They are
really
on their way outside.
Not the opportunity. You realize that this skirt I'm having now to hold up with my arm. A girl. Hi, Rhea. Now, let me ask you, Rhea, you're a girl. Hold the microphone.
Absolutely.
Ask Rhea, with this skirt, you can see I got the skirt pulled all the way up to my armpits. Do you like it better? Like that? I wore the normal.
It's very noisy, but he's conducting an interview with Rhea from the sales staff.
Right.
Hike it up.
I think they decided to go ahead and hike his skirt all the way up.
There you go. I think
this is awesome.
Hey, if you don't mind,
I'll follow you guys.
And I want you to know something about my good friend, Mike. Oh, great. And there's listeners out there. Well, that's always...
Hey, Colette,
what do you think of Don's outfit? Huh? What do you think?
I think he looks good.
He's a pretty girl, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
All right.
You should know this about Mike, that he's coming out with me. However, Mike has requested a chair so as he can just sit and watch the performance.
I want to be entertained like everybody else. We mentioned that we're at 10800 Main Street in
Fairfax. But I mentioned I want to kill you. Hi, Wendell. How you doing, pal? Hi, everybody. Oh, look at already. Yeah, right. Wait. You never seen a nice-looking girl before? Oh, don't pull your car in the parking lot, ass. There's no need for that.
It is glorious out here today. It's absolutely spectacular. What a great day to get some sun. I hope we can stay out here a good long time.
Headphones, Mike.
You need some headphones?
No, I want to hear the music.
You need that. You need that if you're going to perform for us.
Speaker, I want to actually hear. I mean, I'm not a talented singer like Mike.
But, actually, if you hear it over the speaker, you could probably do it. So kind of like a karaoke thing.
All right, if you'd like. This would be for the University of...
Would you mind going down a little closer to the sidewalk, please?
That's why I wish I had the headphones.
All right. Wendell, can we get Don headphones?
Do you have headphones? Oh, Buzz, do you have to come out for this?
I do.
I guess you do.
Buzz, is this a glorious day or what? Isn't this beautiful?
It couldn't be lovelier.
And, of course, a celebratory honk will be in order for everybody driving by to enjoy Don and his frock.
I must be honest. I'm not bad.
You're what?
I'm looking at myself in the mirror.
No, you look great. That was a flash. We're all seeing your tidy whiteys now. Are you feeling? Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. That's not pretty. That's not attractive.
See, now look at the ladies here like that.
The ladies are enjoying that? That's great.
Yeah,
all right.
I can see my underpants.
What a beautiful day for this. Hey, the guy in the Harley was checking you out.
I was waiting for the headphones, or is Wendell just... I'm
really not sure. You know, he is beautiful, sir. I think that the longer, you know, we take, it's not really hurting me at all.
Not a problem.
You know, if we happen to have a little technical snafu that required us to actually go through two breaks with this, you know.
That would not be,
that's not going to happen.
Cameras here. Joe, do we really need a picture?
Take his picture, Joe.
I hope somebody jacks that camera.
There, see now your public awaits you.
I got to tell you though that we're talking about. Hi, Joe.
Hey, folks, isn't he a pretty girl?
Hi, how you doing? My name is Joan Latta. I work here in the building. I guess they should rotate the name.
Yeah, it might be a good idea.
Hi. My name is Bobby Hollingsworth. How you doing?
Oh, people are starting to get into it now.
That's right.
What a gorgeous day for an outdoor concert.
Hi, everybody.
Now, are we waiting? Rob, are we actually waiting for headphones for Don?
I saw Wendell walk by, and I imagine pretty soon he'll be returning with the headphones.
That's great, because I want you to do a good job, and I want you to do all these songs justice. And do we decide that for once and for all that we're going to go with the medley?
I'd like to hear a little of each, yeah.
Each of the songs is an individual cut, so I'll do a little bit for you.
Here comes one of your fans.
Hey, another.
Sir, come on over here for a second. Come on over here. I want to get I'd like to get people's opinions while we're waiting for your headphones. What do you think of Donnie, and that's Doni. What do you think of Donnie's outfit?
He looks like a big UConn fan.
A big UConn fan. See? There you go. He's
so funny.
He's a funny guy.
Funny.
All right, please stand over in the gallery.
Hey, Mike.
Very funny.
Yes, Rob.
Before the concert begins, could you switch mics with Don? Because yours is a little stronger.
All right.
We want to catch every nuance.
Very good.
All right, how's that, Rob?
That is better.
Okay. I'm getting a little feedback. I'm standing in front of the radio station wearing a dress, and I feel surprisingly peaceful.
That's good.
Maybe because it's 78 degrees.
And that's confidence, though. That's a good thing.
Well, that's also the feeling that I've got the air blowing right up my...
You're free.
Blowing right up in between my legs.
Rob, is this microphone on?
Your legs are feeling
yes,
freedom.
Yes, we can hear you, Mike.
All right, well, enough of this. Just either bring the headphones or start the goddamn music.
Start a tune.
I'm having my period out here.
A little louder, Rob.
See, this is why I need the headphones. All right, now, I'll do my best, Mike. This is for you, UT. I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend. 'Cause I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor, and Mike is never gonna keep me down again.
Yeah,
all right. Hey, Mike! Oh, yes, I am wise, but it's wisdom born of pain. This I've paid the price, but look how much I've gained. If I have to, I will do anything. I am strong. I am invincible. I am woman.
Yes, you are.
All right, let's do another one.
What, you didn't like that one?
I like that one, but you got to the good part. Now,
all right.
What's I'm Every Woman? What's this one?
Wait a minute, what is this one, Rob?
What is this one, Rob?
This is the intro to I'm Every Woman.
You think, are we professionals, too? Is there enough feedback today?
Yeah. The headphones might have helped.
Hold on.
I'm going to miss my cue here. Whatever you need. Anything you want done, baby. Oh, hi there. What, you never seen a hot girl before? Keep it in your pants, pal. Pause. I can't hear this. Oh, because I'm every woman. Mike, it's all in me.
Let's do another one. I don't like this one.
Did you get to the hook here, Rob?
Yeah, let it get to the good part, because I think Don will really rip into it.
Okay. Great. Here's the program director. Hi.
Cameron.
How you doing, Cameron?
And Chris Owen.
Hi there.
This song requires a little choreography.
Here we go.
To feel it.
You want a little choreography?
Break it down now.
Here's a little choreography for you, Mike.
No.
Here's a little choreography called My Ass.
What?
My Ass.
No.
In your face.
No.
Oh, this has got a long intro on it.
Now it's back into the disco era, you know.
It just seems long.
You're looking pretty. What a beautiful day for this.
Well, I am walking. I'm nervously pacing. I'm not dancing. But, Mike, I'm every woman. It's all in me. Anything you want done, baby, I do it naturally. Hey, hold on. Here's some headphones. Thanks, brother.
Now the mix will be much better.
Now watch how much this is going to help.
Okay.
Right now? Oh, I lost my place. Whoa. 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 I can cast a spell. Sure, but you can't tell. Mix a special groove. Put a fire inside you. Anytime you feel danger or fear, then instantly I will appear. I'm every woman. Wait, you're shutting me down. No, cut it. Stop it. Rob, turn this off.
What's the next one?
First one was perfect.
I'm a woman. The one I can lay out 44 pairs of socks and leave them hanging on the line.
Yeah, let's go with that one.
Now, this one I'm not really sure of.
Not either.
I mean, I kind of know it.
Whack collection?
Yeah.
All right.
I wash out 44 pairs of socks and leave them hanging on the line. I can starch 2 dozen shirts before you can count from 1 to 9. Scoop at the great big dipper from a large nutritious can. Throw it in the skillet, go out and do my shopping, be back before it melts in the pan. Cause I'm a woman. I don't like this song.
Alright, you can move on. What's the one?
Okay, Shania Twain. Now this one I know. Here you go. Here we go. Here we go.
We almost got an expletive.
Come on, Mike.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Donnie.
I'm going out tonight and I'm feeling all right. I'm going to let it all hang out.
Did they lose you, John?
I want to make some noise, really raise my voice. Yes, I want to scream and shout.
Hey, Norman walked out of his performance.
Hey, where you going, you a-holes? Your conditions make no conditions. Get a little out of line.
Enough cord to go down to the street?
Oh, sure. Politically correct. I only want to have a good time. The best thing about being a woman is the prerogative to have a little fun. Oh, totally crazy. Forget I'm a lady. Man's shirts, skirts. Going wild. Doing it in style. I lost my place.
Congratulations to the Lady Huskies.
Give me the reaction. Give me the attraction. Where am I? Oh. I didn't know she said color my hair.
Somewhere Shania Twain is throwing a radio out the window.
No. Mike, listen to this. Man, I feel like a woman.
Yeah. Oh, now everybody's coming out to us. The ladies are out here.
Of course they are. There's a handsome man out here.
Give him a little choreography.
Yeah. Need a break. Tonight we're going to take the chance to get out on the town. We don't need any romance. We only want to dance. We're gonna let our hair hang down. The best thing about being a woman is my prerogative to marry Mike and divorce him. Totally crazy. Forget I'm a lady. Mike's shirt, short skirts. Yeah. Really go wild. Take his money, doing it in style. See, I can't hear. I lose my place.
I don't care. I'm having a great time. Man. I don't care if you can hear or not.
I color my hair.
feel the way I feel. Yeah. Hey, Mike.
Yeah?
Man, I feel like a woman.
Yeah.
Now there. I sold it for you.
Oh, man.
Oh, this is the music part now.
This is great. I'm, you know what?
What?
This is great. Only a couple more minutes.
I'm totally crazy. Forget I'm a lady.
This is the hit.
Well, lost my place. Have a little fun. Oh, see, I can't do it now.
All right, I can't.
Now you booed me out of it.
I can't take it. Ladies and gentlemen,
turn it down.
Give him a nice round of applause. The bet is satisfied.
I want to tell you something seriously.
The bet is satisfied.
I tried, unlike the other.
I am satisfied. This is great. I look forward to the next wager. I truly do. It was outstanding. It was outstanding. Consider it satisfied. Congratulations to the Lady Huskies of UConn.
Well, now I'd like to just have a seat for a moment, if you don't mind.
And we know Rose is the
Tennessee.
You know, I wouldn't mind doing the rest of the show out here. It's beautiful, isn't it? Isn't it a lovely day? Nothing like sitting on the deck enjoying the nice warm sunshine with a
Mike,
girl.
If you take a look, you'll notice I've really got my skirt hiked up.
Oh, my God. Mary, if you get a shot, you get a shot at Donnie's tighty whiteys here.
Dear lady with a cat. Oh, come on. Now, don't take a picture of my...
Hey, listen. How about a little Fatal Attraction? You know what I mean? Or, no, not Fatal Attraction. How about a little... Was that it? Yeah, that was Fatal Attraction, right?
What do you want? You want that, honey? Is that what you want?
It wasn't Fatal Attraction. What was the movie where Sharon Stone...
No, that was it. No, it Basic Instinct.
Basic Instinct.
Fatal Attraction's the one where she cooked the rabbit.
Yeah, give the lady a little Basic Instinct there.
She already got it.
Oh, you got it?
Hi there, how you doing?
Hello, baby.
Oh, is that Cheryl?
Is that Cheryl?
I think it's... Is this your dream, Cheryl? Is Cheryl the big dyke?
Cheryl the big dyke.
Right. Cheryl says...
What do you think?
Hey, what's it like looking in a mirror?
I bet you...
Jesus Christ.
Hey, I bet you could get her into any club in town, Cheryl.
I got a date with you.
Raid your closet. Wow. And that's the right kind of car for Cheryl, I think.
Hey, you know, maybe I'll talk to this woman with a dog.
All right.
Hey, ma'am?
Ma'am, would you like to meet a pretty girl?
Ma'am? Do I got enough cord to get down to the edge of the street?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Have a little woman on the street interview.
She's pretending.
Hi, ma'am.
She doesn't see Don.
Excuse me. Hi, I'm from the Lifetime Network. Would you have a moment? Come on over.
She's walking.
Do a little feature
in.
Woman to woman. Would you mind telling me I've done like a queer eye for the straight guy? Do you like my outfit?
Lovely.
It's lovely.
What's is it Don,
it is mine.
Donnie, right. Ask her what changes she'd make to it. What
changes would you make to the outfit given my body type?
Accessories.
There you go.
And shoes.
You know what? That's what's missing.
Earrings,
accessories.
Necklace.
Can I tell you a secret? I'm really a man.
Oh. Really? Yes, up here.
She looks shocked.
Up here, right. I don't have boobs.
Top
right.
Side.
You noticed. You know what I'm wearing under this?
Underpants, I hope.
Yeah, hey, winner.
That's exactly
she
what
gets a prize.
Wearing. Underpants.
She gets a prize.
All right.
Oh, and Cheryl the Big Dyke is here. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. And she's
ladies and gentlemen, here they are, the judge.
Will you marry me, please?
The judge.
You look like most of the women I date, but not all of them.
Wow. Well, you're a beautiful pair right there. Ma'am, would you like to get a picture of Cheryl and Don together?
Yeah, Mike.
Also.
Yes, let's take a picture with Mike also.
Whose breasts are bigger? I think yours are, Don.
Oh, lovely.
Hey. My breasts are not as big as yours.
My goodness.
Okay, pictures are done. I'm ready now, Mike.
That's fantastic. Are you ready? You're
done? It's a woman's prerogative, Mike, to
really?
Change your mind.
Hello, Cheryl.
At a moment's notice, I'm ready to get out of here.
I think you deserve, once again, a round of applause for Donnie.
Thank you.
Donnie.
Thank you. I'll turn that crap off,
girl.
Rob. Just turn that crap
Outstanding
off.
Outstanding job. I was thrilled. I was thrilled with that. I thought you did a great job.
You are all right?
Yeah, the bet is paid. The bet is satisfied.
A flower for the performance.
Fans have flower. A pretty flower for a pretty girl. Fantastic job. Now we're going back inside. Boy, what a great day for it, huh?
That was lovely.
Just tell you something. Hey, you know, I'm still fat guy, but I've, lost 80 pounds.
It's looking good.
And I don't mind telling you that lots of women... Now, what was that, Colette?
Yeah, you were good.
Yeah, right on.
That's right.
A lot of women come out to see me, see what I got packing, what's the mystery of those dockers.
Underpants.
You know, we never get to see them except at those...
goofy shirts of those Dockers. Look at that. Look at him.
Sounded pretty good. Sounded pretty good. I liked your singing.
Hey, you know me, Robbie. What? Just, hold on.
All right, we're back in the studio now. Just pretty good? Just pretty good, Rob. Just
well, I
pretty
was
good.
Talking about the audio quality.
Oh, the audio. We have some audio issues outside.
I tell you what, I've got an issue with. I'm wearing this goddamn dress.
Well, you can slip out of that right now.
Just a moment.
Shaping must be just terrible. But the top, you know, if you tuck that into your pants, you could pass that off as a regular tank top.
It's like the gayest wife beater ever.
The gayest tank top.
I think he'd fit in on the boardwalk.
Absolutely. Wear that with like a pair of sweats.
Can I get some fries?
It's like, ladies, now that I'm looking at the tags, Lyndon Hill would be the designer.
Mm-hmm. Lyndon Hill.
And, NBC, it's
based on that outfit.
Spandex.
It's a big hill. Oh, it's spandex.
And it's made in Nicaragua.
Oh, really? Oh. Well, God love them.
They
for
do good
that
work.
That
only,
garment,
Rob, I only wish you bought it at Walmart. It would have been made in America by Americans.
I know, but we wouldn't get that beautiful flouncy effect.
And I tell you, nothing beats a sleeveless outfit like a Batman tattoo.
That's right.
That says pretty girl to me.
There's your accessory.
Now you're slipping on your shorts.
Yeah, let me put my pants back.
All right, time to constrict again.
Deal you must.
I'll let you know.
You have to.
I did put on absolutely out of the package underpants.
They did look fresh.
Yeah, I made sure.
Didn't want any slip ups.
Yeah, well, you know, I got an overactive bladder.
You know, if that lady has a digital camera, I wonder if it's got that zoom feature on there.
Oh, you know it does.
I don't know. All of this I'm remembering for next time when I win, because I hardly ever lose these bets.
I know. I was talking to somebody about that. I've lost a lot of outside bets, but I think I'm on a winning streak.
All right, good. Well, all I have to do now is just change out of this top.
No, you don't.
We'll be back. Well, Robbie.
I was just going to say, congratulations, Mike, on the streak of one.
No, I won two in a row.
No, but you lost the Adam Sandler bet.
What was the Adam Sandler bet?
Oh, that's where you had to sing Canada outside.
And what was the baseball? Oh, the baseball bet I was thinking about.
Right.
Yeah, the baseball.
Right.
The yeah, that's right. All right, thanks, Rob.
Still not as bad as this, I don't think.
Hey, smile. I'll buy you a pretty dress.
You were just out singing O Canada. I was out in a dress.
You know, really, you know how I feel about dresses, guys. I don't necessarily consider this a victory.
We'll be right back, Doctor.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You seen the new intern? Extraordinary. Wouldn't I like to give her the old pork sausage? Hello, Jimmy Dean.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hey, what happened?
Forget it. I'm halfway home. The Don and Mike Show.
Forget it.
Joe.
Forget it. I'm halfway home. Forget it.
Joe.
Although I do have an update for you concerning Joe Arden. Oh, and incidentally, for those of you listening, I'm wearing man clothes.
Yeah, you slipped out of your frock and back into your Hawaiian shirt and tasteful shorts.
My sensible khakis.
Your sensible khaki shorts.
Either way, it's fine with me.
And you didn't even notice the socks today?
Yeah.
Look how understated they are. If I look at the socks, what would you think of these socks? They're just like regular
socks. They're little like golf socks, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. But look on the back. What does it say on the back of them? Can you see? Can I get
it? Packers?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess.
Packers.
Yeah. Of course. Still got my lucky Packers socks.
There you go. Because you wanted to make sure you gave a great performance outside.
Even today.
And they worked.
Well, I was... Listen, I'm not a singer like you.
No, but I mean, I thought it was a fine show.
It was my concern.
You know, you had subtle command.
That you went out and you sang O Canada
right
a couple of weeks ago,
yeah.
And I just sat here and played sound effects and stuff, but the point is, you can sing.
Right.
Now, I can't sing.
This is true.
I can't. Well, I just thought you said I did good.
Well, no, you did good as a performance, but I mean, you talk your lyrics as well as anybody else.
Well,
you have perfect rhythm.
It's a Shatner thing.
It's mm-hmm. But you do. Oh, come on now. You're much
better
than
that. You know what you are? You are a modern day Rex Harrison. And when you choose the proper material and the Shania Twain.
Picture yourself.
It's where you hit stride. That was your song.
MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark. Oh, the ice cream flowers. What is that?
Yeah, but see, they said
all
Shatner.
All the ice cream sweetly flowing down.
They said Shatner couldn't sing, and what is the one song from that era that held up? It was Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Everybody loves that. Mm-hmm.
Correctamundo.
And your Shania Twain will go down, and it'll be legendary.
Listen, spotlight on Joe.
Joe.
It was during yesterday's show that right at the very beginning, we mentioned that the tape recorder that my wife had bought on vacation to record people on the cruise ship that we were on.
I got hiccups.
There she is. There's drunk Frida.
Right.
Remember, somebody swiped it.
Somebody jacked it.
So I got home last night, and I told her, and it's not an expensive item. It's like a $40 Radio Shack thing, but
it has sentimental value.
She, you know, she's never met a penny that she's not engraved her initials into. So when I got home, she said, where's my tape recorder? Yeah. You know, the thing, I was a dummy, and I forgot it. I said, oh, you didn't hear because you were working today, didn't hear the show. Somebody stole it. She said, oh, now who would do that?
Yeah.
I said, baby, it's a radio station. People steal stuff all the time.
You can't leave anything here that's not nailed down, right?
Listen, yesterday I believe we made some veiled threats. Mm-hmm. I believe that we had at least one person that we were positive was guilty. His name is Greg Edger. Mm-hmm. And Joe said he would snoop around.
I think Greg's the real enchilada.
And like the news is that miraculously, the tape recorder has reappeared.
There it is.
So justice has been served.
Excellent.
The $40 Radio Shack cassette tape recorder,
state of the art,
with the voice activation Vox, is back in my trusted hand. So,
and that's fresh out of Mexico, right?
That's right.
Wow.
So congratulations, and thank you to whoever it is, whatever fine citizen it is that stepped up.
Isn't that great?
And realized that that they had taken the wrong path in life.
I'll look forward to looking at the security camera video.
Now, having said that, I've got to say something else. Now, that's being a good citizen.
Yes,
okay?
It is.
That's somebody.
Stand-up guy.
That's somebody who.
Or gal.
Stole something, heard us, and gave it back because it would upset my wife.
Right.
Well, imagine, you know, my surprise when I got home last night and looking through the mail, and I see that there's a letter from the police.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Dear.
And I'm thinking, you know, oh, no, come on. It's nothing. I don't do anything bad anymore. So it can't be like,
you're in the clear.
You're a bad guy.
Right. Did you assume it was a thank you note?
Yeah, well, I didn't know. So here's what
just
I thought
of. A general thank you note. Here's, thank you for the entertainment.
No, here's what my first paranoid thought was, oh. Every time the state police call to try to sell, like, jams and jallies, they always start by saying, hello, this is the Virginia State Police. So you're obligated to stay on the phone. Well, the last time the guy called and said, this is the Virginia State Police, as soon as he said, I gave already. Thank you very much. And I hung up the phone. So I think, I see the letter, and I think, oh, now they're sending me a letter because I didn't buy the jams and the jellies.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I get this letter. It says, dear citizen, the vehicle listed below was identified by a member of the community as one being driven in an unsafe manner. Identification of the vehicle was made using the license number reported to the county police department. Now listen to this creep, and I'm thinking about where this happened. It happened on the Monday, the first day of our vacation.
Okay.
And exactly the area where this alleged thing happened was by a shopping center. Where there's a Safeway, and there's a Shell and an Exxon. And you either make a right-hand turn or a left-hand turn, depending on the way that you're going. It says, the specific violation observed failed to obey traffic signal.
Hmm.
Now, for this, I could certainly be guilty of, especially if it's one of those things when the light's yellow. And you're
right. Wait. I'm confused. But we're talking about a person?
Yes. This is why I'm bringing it to your attention.
I've never heard of it.
I got to read you the rest of this.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Date and time of observation, 3:22:04, 10:15 a.m. Then they give the location, and they identify my car and the license plate. It says, a concerned citizen and the Fairfax County Police Department are cooperating in an effort to stop unsafe driving behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think that I know when I'm in road rage. I think I know when I've done something stupid, that if I do something blatantly stupid, like, you know, blow through a light or something, you know, I always give the guy the, hey, sorry, you know, that look.
Right.
I don't remember. It was the first day of our vacation.
Yeah, if you make a mistake, what you want to do is, you know, usually acknowledge the guy and just go, yeah, hey, you know,
excuse me.
I'm really sorry.
Now
you're busy with what I'm doing.
No, you give him the finger. No, but I don't.
Sorry to cut you off.
I didn't even remember anything remotely resembling that.
Right. Because you were being careless.
And then it goes off to say, we recognize that you may not have been the driver of the vehicle at the time the behavior was reported. It's possible the witness erred in the reading of the license plate and has not reported the incident accurately. However, if the information's correct, I urge you and those who use the vehicle to drive, blah, blah, blah. The information is advisory, and it will not resolve in any punitive action.
Willie, there's your tax dollars at work.
No, but here's my thing. I don't fault the cops here. Okay? No,
they have to do that. I think they have to.
I fault the creep. And really, if I did something so bad as go through a light on yellow, you mean to tell me the best way to spend your time is to call the cops? First, you got to write down my license number,
mm-hmm. right?
Call the cops, mm-hmm. make a complaint, let the cops look at the database,
right.
find out where I live, and send me a letter. For what? This is my question. If I had done something...
Welcome to our area.
If I had done something awful, mm-hmm. trust me, I would have remembered it. You know what I mean? Backed into somebody, you know, run over a kid,
right.
done something, I would have remembered it. I didn't do anything.
That is...
I didn't do anything.
But what it is, really...
That merits this.
You could do that as a citizen. You could do that to anybody that you just wanted to harass.
All the live long day.
And you could do that forever, and I would guarantee whatever tool did that to you has done it to other people.
I would just like to know. I would love to know.
You know what they just could say? They could allege anything. You know what it feels like, that letter? It feels very Soviet Union-like.
Well, and Mike, what I wrote...
Like you're reported to the KGB, next-door neighbor.
What I wrote on the top of it was Big Brother.
Yeah.
That, you know, I'm used now to the traffic cameras being everywhere, mm-hmm. and I think it's a good idea that the cops have cameras in their cars. I even think it's a good idea that they say, for an emergency, dial whatever the number is.
I don't think you should be able to harass citizenry based on an anonymous tip.
So let's say this is the worst-case scenario, that in this instance, because I figured out where I was...
It's the honor system.
I was making a left-hand turn. So, mm-hmm. I make a left-hand turn. Maybe the light was yellow turning to red. Okay, I'm guilty of that. You mean that you sit there and you go, oh my God, did you see that blatant disregard? That was yellow going
didn't
to red.
You talk about
get his license number?
Didn't you talk about getting into it with a guy, like, weeks ago? Where you were back of a guy, and then you had a chat with him or something like
that.
Yeah,
but it was nothing.
Remember you were saying, what did you say you do? It was a license plate.
Right.
Remember the license plate?
I know.
But no, and you rolled down the it wasn't a license plate. It was like a bumper sticker. Ask me about something. And didn't you write down and say?
Oh, it was ask me about Herbalife.
Ask me about Herbalife. And didn't you? That's the guy that did it.
Oh no! The reason I know that.
See, you're assuming.
Him,
you know what you're doing here. You're assuming
Mike,
right there that this.
But Mike,
even happened. This might be a guy that just made the whole thing up.
Hold on. But see, the thing is, the location
right.
of where this is. Like an intersection by my house.
Do you understand what I'm saying? It can be an intersection anywhere. It can be an intersection by your house. Of course, I don't doubt that there was some contact with you, but there wasn't necessarily even this. Let me explain myself.
Can I just say something? Don't squeal. unless I do something awful.
You're accepting guilt, and I'm telling you, what if you're in a situation like...
squealers?
You tailgate a guy,
rat?
You tailgate a guy, or a guy just doesn't like your look. Or he cuts you off and you have words with him. And you go, hey, I'm going to write down the guy's license plate, and I'm going to say he went through that stop sign.
Mm-hmm.
What in the world is to stop somebody from doing that?
Nothing.
If they just want to be a bee in your bonnet. That's exactly what I think that might be.
Tell you what. Boy, oh boy.
See what I mean? You're assuming...
Was I steamed? Well, I'm guessing that, I probably... Who doesn't? Who doesn't?
But I'm saying that
you're at the yellow light. Mm-hmm. You go, hey, what the hell?
You know what I think that you know where that belongs? That belongs in the filing cabinet.
Well, that's where, as you can see, that's where it was.
Did you do that? Is that how you reacted initially when you
when I opened it up?
And then you realize it's a gold mine of material.
At first, I thought, like I said, a jams and jelly letter.
Yeah.
Then I opened it up and I see which. Throw it away. Then I went back to the garbage. Wait, hold on. Yeah. This would probably be a good thing to talk about on the radio.
Sure is.
Let me just say, you creeps, whoever you creeps are out there, if somebody's done something to irritate you and you really have a real beef.
You know what I think? I think they're going to come out of the woodwork now. I think people that have had this done to them are going to come out of the woodwork. Mm-hmm. And it's totally anonymous. You don't have any record of that person.
Robert.
Yeah, man.
Robert.
Yeah, buddy.
Have you gotten these letters?
Yes, I did. I got one and I know the exact incident. I was trying to merge. And I put my signal on, and this woman that was in back of me decided that she just didn't want to let me in. Went flying up, and I jammed on her brakes, and then she was blowing the horn and just acting the fool. And I got one of these letters, so I called the police to find out what the severity of the incident is. And they maintain a database, so God forbid I get into an accident, and it's my fault, and some creepy little attorney goes out there, he can really cook my ass. You
well,
know?
No, that can't be admissible.
No, but, and one thing they write in the letter is because the car is licensed and the ownership is mine. They write in the letter they don't know who was driving the car.
Right. No,
that's one of the first things that they write.
They can't cook your goose for that, sir. There's no way.
Yes, we recognize you may not have been the driver of the vehicle at the time the behavior was reported.
Right.
It is also possible that the witness erred in their reading of the license plate or has not reported the incident accurately.
Right.
You know, so the cops know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. What if you could write a letter back to the cops saying, I believe this individual was in error, and I resent the letter, and I wish you would contact them and give them a big toodaloo.
Hello, Derek. Derek.
Hi.
Hey.
I got pulled over by a CHP officer who got a 911 call when I passed somebody over a double yellow line on a country road safely. I mean, they were cruising along Sunday driving.
Okay, now listen, hold on.
That's a big one.
Now, hold on. You passed on a double yellow line. You deserve to be nailed.
I've called the cops on truckers.
Well, hold on. Let me rethink this, though. That you're on a road with a double yellow line.
Uh-huh.
Report the circumstances to me. What was the speed limit? What was the speed limit?
45 mile an hour speed limit. I'm on a country road on a motorcycle. Passed them. You can see several turns up ahead. Didn't scare them. Didn't go fast. Just passed them. Got to the top of the canyon pass.
You know, even as risky as I am, I don't screw with a double yellow line.
Yeah. Are you still riding that bike, that motorcycle?
Yes, sir.
I think it's relatively safe to say your organs will be in somebody else's body someday.
All right, so you got a letter, though, from them.
Well, no. The cop was at the top of the canyon waiting for me because 911...
Okay, well, does anybody understand that...
Do you know when I call the cop?
This is not like having the cop come to my house.
It's different when you're on the road and you call a cop because you think somebody's actually going to kill somebody. Last time I called the cops, did I ever tell you this story? That I'm on a major interstate, and I see at night coming back from the restaurant, and I'm... And this car is in front of me off in the distance, weaving. Obviously,
the restaurant, you mean?
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Absolutely, and it's going back and forth.
You're always going to have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
And I can see the taillights weaving. This is an obvious drunk person. I get up in back of it. It's a county maintenance vehicle. It's the one with the cones in the back of it, with the traffic cones. And the guy is bombed. I mean, bombed to the extent where he's going in between the two lanes. And I called and I said, hey, you got a guy that's going to kill somebody if somebody doesn't pull him over.
Right. Hello, Steve, Don and Mike. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Don. Hi, Mike. How you doing today?
Hey.
Hey, Don, now, you got to be honest about this. If you went through a yellow light when it was turning red, that's not too bad. But if you're like the second or third car that goes through the red light,
you know, here's the thing. I'm telling you, this is what I'm copping to. It's entirely possible. I drive the way that everybody drives. Everybody, you know, how many times, listen, and this is what you got to be honest about. When you're out driving and you're in like, and I'm in a residential slash a little business area, a little shopping center, you know, light takes like 7 minutes to cycle through. If you're the third person, you mean to tell me that every time you stop? Of course you don't.
No.
We're all adults. We all think, you know, and listen, I would remember this. If I had done that, and I'll even take the worst case scenario that I did that.
Especially with a quick yellow in our area.
If I had done that and I had almost clipped somebody or somebody came towards me.
Right.
I would have remembered, because I'm like anybody else. Something like that happens, you know, you feel your heart go up into your nothing like that.
This is the rest of the nation, really. And I mean, you know, people might argue with me, but I'm saying this is the rest of the nation. Green, yellow, red. In our area, it's green, yellow, red.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's the way it works. Yeah. I swear to God, they have them on a quick time.
Yep. Don and Mike. Hello, Rob. Rob in Utah. Rob.
Donnie.
Hey.
Hey,
thank you for referring to my new European name,
Doni.
D-O-N-I.
I just got a letter from a guy saying that 1 month ago he was following me on the freeway, and I changed lanes in front of him, and a rock flipped up, and he got two rock chips in his windshield. So he tracked me down and sent a letter to my house and wants me to buy him a new windshield. A month later.
See, that's a crazy stalker.
You just can't do that.
What's wrong with what's wrong with all the creeps out there? Why are there so many goddamn creeps out there?
That is insanity. If you're in back of a truck or you're in back of somebody who kicks a rock on you, mm-hmm. what you do is you just get in front of them and throw out a handful of pennies. I'm kidding, of course.
Of course.
Of course, I'm kidding. I would never encourage anyone to do something as stupid as that.
No, it works much better with a nice duck pin bowling ball. That's a little like 4 or 5 pound number you just toss out over your shoulder.
Yeah. You see, we're talking about fantasy.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Cartoon violence.
Right. Hello. Violence. You know, and all of the products built by Acme.
Please do not attempt anything like this at all.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I had a couple of, not just one, but I had two state troopers actually come to my house, and apparently what had happened is I'm going on Interstate 35 here in Wichita, and there's a state trooper sitting on the side of the road, so I flashed my lights to the oncoming traffic to warn them, and apparently the gal in front of me thought I was briding her, trying to flash her anyway, and she reported me, and I had two of the state's finest come and visit.
See, nobody seems to get this. Nobody seems to get this. This is not like open season for you to call us and tell us when the cops have come to your house.
But I mean, these are all similar things that I just don't think it's all that productive. You know, cops coming to somebody's house, well, we've got, you know, they're terrorists around that we got to look for, you know, and it just seems to me, I understand you've got rights in somebody.
I guess I understand his point because even though he didn't get a letter, the cops came to his house. I get it because the lady must have said to the cop, hey, that dude flashed his lights at me, so then they have to go to his house.
Of a horrible crime of flashing his lights. I mean, really, it's insane. Yeah.
That's right. Jesus, come on. Just, wow. You know, just have the stones. If I've done something to irritate you, flip me off. Say something. Let me know.
People make a big stink over nothing. I was at a toll plaza one time, and, you know, when they were switching booths, and I clipped the person that was going from one booth to the next. I might have broken her leg.
You're busy.
She writes me a letter. I mean, lighten up. What's
with
that?
You know why that is? That's because you're Mike O'Mara.
Yeah,
that's why.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Amen.
Thought she could get her big pay.
Hello.
Target on your head.
Carl, Don and Mike show. Carl.
Oh, Don.
Yeah, hi, Don and Mike.
Don, worse happened to me. I was driving on a little back country road up here. And
hold on, we do a national show. Where's up here?
Oh, up in like, up by Burlington, Vermont.
All right, gotcha. That is up there, okay.
All right, so I'm on like a back country road over here. No houses, all just trees, okay? Speed limit is 35. So I got two old people in front of me. They're going maybe 30 miles, maybe 25 miles an hour. So I pass them, okay? It's a passing zone. It's all legal.
So I shot them.
Yeah. So I drive into the next town, and I'm in a bank doing my business, and a cop walks in. And he said, who owns the green van outside? And I says, I do. So he says, could you step outside, sir? So I walk outside, and he says, I got a phoned-in complaint from two people that said you were recklessly driving.
Listen, here's... And can I relate to that? I had to cut him off for a second, but how many times do you get this? I get this all the time, where I'm driving on a two-lane road with a double yellow line. Mm-hmm. Speed limit is 35. Mm-hmm. The car in front of me is going 15.
Yeah.
This happens on a regular basis. And you're going for miles and miles, mm-hmm. and the car's going 15. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, you ride close. You don't lock bumpers.
No, you can't get too close because there's always the chance
that they're going to jam on the brake.
Or release the oil slick and the bushel of nails.
So, but listen, this is happening that you're behind somebody, and it's obvious because you're looking in your rearview mirror, and you see like 10 cars behind you.
Yeah, it's not just you.
And I think, because I drive a big gas-guzzling SUV, proud too, that the other people can't see the little car in front of me, so they think I'm the slow one.
Do you ever fantasize about 50 caliber machine guns in your bumper?
Oh, do I? But listen, this happened to you. Tell me this happened to you. So what happens is the person who's going very slow, after a while, they see that there's a driveway or there's a turnoff, and what they do is they speed up to get way ahead of you, and they pull off to the side of the road, and then when you drive by, you know, and I always shoot them a look like, hey, come on, speed limit 35 here. Hello?
Right.
Goodbye.
Right.
Then I go by, and I punch it up to 40. Well, without fail, they pull out of the cul-de-sac or whatever, and all of a sudden, they're no longer content doing 25.
Yeah, they want to be on your bumper.
Now they want to do like 40, 41,
they found
42.
The pedal. Right.
Because they're following me.
Right.
And then, how many times have you done this? Because I've really done this. Where I go, oh, okay, you want to play this game? I wait until like there's a subdivision. I pull off on the side of the road. Hey, you're driving a little too fast for me. They go by. I pull behind them. They go back to going 25 miles an hour.
Yeah. You know, I think you and I both would do that, and we're in need of therapy. There's no doubt.
We might do a shooting. There's a girl who says she works on the 911 center, taking calls. Here's a woman who has a hard job. Lori.
Yes.
Hi, you really take 911 calls?
Yes, I do.
Now, you're not, if you see somebody do make like a traffic move, run a red light, pass on a double line, you're not supposed to call 911, right?
No, that is not what 911 for. Life and death emergency.
Life and death emergency.
Now, if you were potentially following, say, a drunk driver or something, I would probably let you go ahead and give me that information on a 911 line.
Gotcha. So, like, this creep that wrote this letter about me probably just, what, called the 911 and then you would say what?
Well, hopefully he dialed the non-emergency line and somebody spoke to him, but I feel your pain truly because I speak to these people who want to make these reports every day, but if I could just give you the other side of the coin, we probably do have bigger fish to fry, but there's tremendous pressure on us in public safety to do something about the traffic, especially here in Northern Virginia. So this is sort of an outlet for people to vent.
But you realize, but you must admit that there is nothing that anybody can do. We did this by letting people build 20 million houses on 1 acre of land in our area and let developers get rich. That's what caused this.
And I agree with you. Police, firemen, 911 operator, you do a thankless job. Here's the thing. I don't think you should have to hold people's hand.
No way. It's not her job.
When you said it's a way for people to get it out of their system, you want to get it out of your system, give me the finger. Don't call the cops.
Absolutely. And you know what? If they call 911 where there is maybe a life and death emergency that this lady could be handling, I think they ought to find that person. If they're so stupid that because they got a chip on their shoulder about traffic, they're calling 911.
Thank you.
They ought to penalize that.
Well, here's one thing that I think about when I take the calls is maybe one benefit to this is maybe your teenage son is driving your vehicle in a manner that you don't think Johnny ever would do. And this might be, some way for mom and dad to get a little insight, into how Johnny really drives when.
All right.
So, but.
We're getting some interference here, honey. you do a great service and everything. Please, come on. Let's
appreciate it. Thank you for the call.
Call a spade a spade.
Thanks so much. You do great work.
Hey, Johnny, here's our
911.
Here's our production guy. Johnny, Mike was just doing 911 with the finger.
There you go.
Hi, guys. You're talking about when the people stack up on the road. My in-laws live in the state of Washington, and there's a law there that says if you're driving along, gathering wool, checking out the scenery, and more than three cars pile up behind you, you have to legally pull over and let them go by.
That's a great law.
Let's move there.
Yeah. Man,
where is that?
Well, state of Washington.
State of Washington?
No, I couldn't do it.
too much rain.
Great apples.
Couldn't do it.
Although the people up there probably think that we're really broadcasting from there.
Mm-hmm.
We're out of the state of Washington, just like they thought in Buffalo. They probably think we're the, hey, and why should we not continue that?
Yeah. I tell you, that's one great thing, Mike, about living in... Eugene? No,
you're
in
Washington. Spokane. Thank you. That's it.
It's a great thing about being in Spokane.
That's a great thing about living in Spokane.
Yeah, in our state, if there are three people stacked up in back of you, they can get arrested.
Yeah. Happens a lot here in the Spokane area.
It sure does.
But it is nice to look out and see the Space Needle.
We got canceled there.
We got canceled in Seattle.
I think so.
But it's a very tall building. You can see it.
Talking about Spokane, Rob.
Still a good place
either
to
way.
Live.
Either way, yeah. Either way, we're still on somewhere. And no way, you're looking at a map.
No.
What do you ask? You are you
no,
cheating?
No, I'm
yes,
not.
You're
I'm
cheating.
Not, man, oh
cheating.
Man.
Ah, what a beautiful 65 degree day today.
It is
where
nice.
In Spokane, here. Where we all live.
Here in Spokane.
I'm even driving south to Yakima.
The Don and Mike Show.
Got a break.
Let's go to Chuck in Gainesville, Virginia. Chuck, what say you?
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Good.
For you. I just have a whole issue with this Jessica situation where people need to get to the point, get to the facts, and start questioning the right people, which is her. And I think you make a very good and valid point. And what's going on in Bush's mind, I don't think any of us are going to completely know. The two people who really know what's going on with Bush would be Don and Mike. A lot of Bush.
Don and Mike, right? I'm delirious here. Our affiliate in Washington, D.C., WJFK. How can I forget that? Don and Mike are the afternoon guys.
Shut up!
The Don and Mike Show.
Have a happy abortion for Christmas.
Oh, you heard it.
Yeah.
That's Bill O'Reilly.
I'm going to be in a porno movie.
Okay.
Oh, good. Heavens, no. The Don and Mike Show.
Good heavens, no.
Right. We have a trip to give away this week on Friday, vacation to Las Vegas. We qualify somebody today. We give away $100. Dinner and movie for two from restaurant.com and regmovies.com. Prize package courtesy of the movie When Betty Calls.
Right.
Streaming L Films presents When Betty Calls. Don't miss the sneak preview April 14. Go to whenbettycalls.com.
What do you do when Betty calls?
Normally, I let the voicemail pick it up.
There you go.
Because Betty is...
Good judgment as... because, you know, when Betty calls, let the world know that regrettably you are not home.
Unless it's Black Betty.
Black Betty.
And old Black Betty.
Oh, that's a
good one. Bama-lama. Old Black Betty. Bama-lama. So listen, hold on. We'll do the contest later. Listen to this. Streaming E films?
Yes.
What did I say?
Streaming L, you said.
Oh,
L
streaming film. Oh, doesn't it look like Streaming L?
It's a typo.
It almost looks like Streaming Elf, like the Will Ferrell movie.
Yeah.
Streaming L.
Streaming Elf. That's the sequel.
Here's the shock. Rosie O'Donnell is gay. Okay?
No.
I know you know that. Now that,
Stop,
I'm kidding about.
You and you like bullying.
You know that. But did you know that Rosie O'Donnell's brother is also gay, and he will be the star plaintiff in a new lawsuit aimed at ending the New York ban on gay marriage.
Robin from the Batman movie, Chris.
No, not Chris O'Donnell.
No, all right.
His name is Danny.
Neil?
No, it's Neil O'Donnell.
Wow.
Neil O'Donnell. No, Mike, it's Danny.
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 Danny
O'Donnell. Danny. Danny, give me a fresco. How would you like to mow my lawn?
and you know, now that I've worn the dress today and I've gone outside and I've done some singing.
Do you feel free?
I find myself somehow drawn to this Danny O'Donnell.
Danny O'Donnell.
Or as I like calling him, Danny O'Donnell.
Yes.
I can't tell you how many people say to me, we'll just be talking about stuff, and I'll even in real life, I say, oh yeah, that Rosie O'Donnell.
When I hear Danny O'Donnell, I think of that... Your theatrical
Danny
career.
O'Day.
Danny O'Day. Your ventriloquist dummy.
Ventriloquist, yeah.
Where you performed in front of the fifth grade class and the head fell off.
That's very
funny. There's certain stories you've told that I've never forgotten.
That's a good memory.
It is a good memory.
So Danny O'Donnell, he's gay. He and his partner, there's a lucky guy, will joining a challenge to the law. And listen to this. He's a DJ. Not only is he Rosie O'Donnell,
DJ Danny O'Donnell,
he's Rosie O'Donnell's brother,
uh-huh.
And he's a Mo. He's a DJ, and his boyfriend. I don't have the name of his boyfriend, but anyway, I've got a very tiny picture here from the New York Daily News. He's almost
same weight.
I should say almost like
looking in a mirror.
Almost as good looking a man as she is a woman.
Like Rosie with a mustache.
And Mike, no, come on.
I can't see it. I have to.
You gotta look. You're doing yourself a disservice if you say it's like looking in a mirror.
Handsome?
I mean, take a look. That's if you really let yourself go.
Like eight chins.
There you go.
Danny O'Donnell.
Hey, Danny.
Hi, Danny.
And now here's the latest on Bruce Willis. The stories are, and I saw Bruce Willis always funny on Letterman.
Mm-hmm.
He's even always funny on the Regis show.
Attention!
And, sometimes he'll get on, attention.
Next to the bed on the kangaroo.
I'm sorry.
The only Bruce Willis I do is from Pulp Fiction.
But it's great.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis is good. I like him.
Yeah.
I even like him in that dumb movie that's coming out with Matthew Perry, who I saw at the Super Bowl. Oh, here's the best Bruce Willis from Die Hard 2.
Attention! Attention! Nils is dead. I repeat, Nils is dead. So is Kyle. And those four guys from the East German All-Stars, your boys down at the bank, they're going to be a little late.
I had that wrong. That's Die Hard 3, Die Harder with a Vengeance with Sam Jackson.
This is dead.
And that's the scene where Bruce Willis has got this gigantic crane-operated device, a ground-moving thing.
Yep.
And Klaus von Bülow, and Jeremy Irons, he's saying, John, you'll never find me. And that's what he's attention! Attention!
This is dead.
And it's almost... Ardinger-esque.
Yes, it is.
It's almost like, hey, somebody check. Hey, Nils.
Attention, Nils is dead. I repeat, Nils is dead, f***head. So is his pal.
And do you know when we were on
a
vacation?
Well, Robbie.
One of them had to be a great action star, either Joe Ardinger or Bruce Willis.
It was
Bruce, though.
Could only be one. It had to happen.
That guy, Jeremy Irons, who played Klaus von Bülow.
And that's on cable again. That's all over.
Reversal of Fortune. And when we were on the cruise ship, when we were in the Caribbean, you get TNT Latino.
Mm-hmm.
So I was watching in the room, and I don't speak Spanish, I don't speak Mexican, but I'm watching Reversal of Fortune. Okay? And Frida comes in our stateroom.
You're watching a Latino Reversal of Fortune?
Yeah. I'm watching it, And what they've got, it's in American, but right. they've got subtitles.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, so it's subtitles, so you can actually enjoy the movie.
So I'm watching this, but keep in mind it's 85 degrees outside. It's beautiful. Yet I'm sitting in our room on the boat watching.
Your mommy will not be able to be coming.
Watching Reversal of Fortune.
Wow.
And she came in and she said, oh, you really love this movie, don't you? And I said, boy, do I. I watch it every time. And she said, do you think you're Klaus? And I said, oh, no, I'm not Klaus. I said, you could be Sonny, though. You could
Sonny von Bülow. Doesn't he Sonny. Poison her to death?
My God, what they always said. But
doesn't
they,
he give her never injection they, of insulin too much?
Don't you remember that it was...
Alan Dershowitz?
The maid apparently said that Sonny von Bülow had injected herself with the insulin.
Not
Klaus.
So he was falsely accused.
Yeah, Klaus came up to the bathroom. You know, he went downstairs and said to his kids, where's Mommy? Have you seen Mommy? And then she's upset. And then he said, it would not be unusual for Mommy to be in the bathroom for hours.
Sonny's dead. She won't be coming back.
He opens the door. There's Glenn Close laying there and got her head conked against the toilet. And her underpants are all up in the, you know, where they shouldn't be.
Sonny's injected too much. Unfortunately. Mommy's dead.
Great movie. I love that. You know, his accent in that movie is fantastic.
And, like, even when I see him in a Bruce Willis movie, I still refer to him as Klaus von Bülow.
Now you think of him.
So, anyway, Bruce Willis, let me say I'm a big fan of Bruce Willis. I think he's funny. Bruce Willis has been a big boozer. Allegedly, that's one of the reasons. I know you seem shocked by that, Mike.
Well, no, I mean, I don't think of Bruce Willis as a boozer. No,
that was one of the reasons that Demi Moore left.
Dumped him.
Was because he couldn't get his booze under control.
Ah, what is it with these women?
Doesn't sound familiar. But listen to this. So he goes and dries out, and now he's the poster boy for I Don't Party Anymore.
Right.
Okay. Well, hold on. You're going to like this, Mike.
Does it have a happy ending?
Well, here's what the National Enquirer says. This is from the New Enquirer.
Mm-hmm.
The Enquirer investigation found out that Bruce Willis had already been partying before he arrived at the Ritz Hotel. This is in Paris. Just 3 weeks ago on March 20th with his younger girlfriend, Brooke Burns. While Bruce Willis was not falling down drunk, he did stagger when he walked into the bar. Later, around midnight, he began to order shots of hard liquor.
Hmm.
The intimate wood-paneled Hemingway bar is frequently by elderly millionaires, and it goes on to say how they like to have a nice cigar and brandy before they go to bed.
Right.
Bruce Willis went to the piano, started singing loudly, and openly groped his girlfriend. He was drinking and fondling his girlfriend. Other people didn't know where to look. Then he took his hat and began passing it around, demanding that the other customers pay him. Then he said, no, it's not for me, it's for the barman. So come on. And then he started cussing and saying, "What's your effing problem?" People ignored him. Then he started hammering on the counter with his fists, demanding money from everybody in the bar. According to this report, it was at this point, about a half hour later, the hotel staff said they had enough. They say...
Why?
Because Bruce Willis is causing...
kidding, of course.
causing a scene.
I don't understand why people have to get so upset.
Now, this is shocking. This is shocking, allegedly, because Bruce Willis has said that he's on the wagon. He now says, and this is why the Enquirer is getting better, that it used to be the Enquirer would print something,
mm-hmm.
and, oh, what, who's, in what regard did I say?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, all right. Well, turn it off. Where's the turn off thing?
Yeah, where's the switch?
We could say hammer as much as we want now that it's playing.
Right.
I didn't even realize I had to. Oh, guys, can put it in. Come on, put it in the machine. There you go.
Okay. Rob was toying with you.
So, the Enquirer used to be, they would write these ridiculous stories, mm-hmm. and it would always be quotes from a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, since mainstream media is using...
close to the bartender.
Now that mainstream media is really using the National Enquirer for
right.
real news,
mm-hmm.
The Enquirer does an investigation,
mm-hmm.
and they go out, and they get quotes from people, and they get names of people. And what they did was, they called Bruce Willis up, and then they called Bruce Willis's publicist,
mm-hmm.
because the National Enquirer has Bruce Willis at a press conference just a week earlier saying
mm-hmm.
he doesn't drink. So now they say, hey, Bruce, it's the National Enquirer. We got a guy that says you were pounding your fists on the table, you're drunk, you're feeling up your girlfriend. Bruce Willis's original quote to the National Enquirer was,
He has not stopped drinking. He has now become a social drinker.
All right.
He says that Joel Silver from Die Hard got him off the bottle. Mm-hmm. The deal is that he would get the role if he stopped drinking. Mm-hmm. He went to counseling. He went to AA. He said, I haven't had a beer in 2 years. That was in 1989. In 2001, he told an interviewer again that he doesn't drink. And in 2003, he said, my drinking has been over for years. And then finally, the attorney now says, while Bruce Willis was in the Paris bar, he was not falling down or staggering. And contrary to what was written, he was not escorted out.
Hmm.
Bruce Willis left on his own. The attorney never...
Seems to be a lot of mixed signals.
Yeah,
there.
The attorney never says Bruce Willis was drunk and acting crazy.
Right.
Which is how I kind of like Bruce Willis. I like the fact that he's a renegade.
It would sound like maybe he occasionally, when he's in France, he decides to have a cocktail.
Well, there you go. And, Mike, you're not going to like this, the last thing that I found.
Well, I didn't really like that last story either.
Mike, a top Beverly Hills psychiatrist, Dr. Carol Lieberman, said that Bruce Willis's renewed drinking stems from the pressure of trying to keep up with his girlfriend, Brooke, who at 26 is 22 years younger than he is.
And so that's why he's drinking?
That's why he's drinking. I don't know what the age difference with you and Carla is. I just throw it out there. And I know that you've, before Carla, with all your other wives, your other women, you've always...
All my other wives?
Well, no, with all your other women.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is not like a harem or anything.
Well,
like
that, you know, the girls that I've known, that you've known...
All the girls I love before.
Well, yes, yes.
You've always been a hard drinker with all of them.
Yeah,
that was my point.
Yeah,
and I don't think there's any woman
that's
pushed you over the edge.
The story would indicate that he's trying to keep up with her partying lifestyle. Is that what it is?
No, it indicates. Yeah, well,
because
yes, right. The pressure.
My girlfriend is not a big party hardier.
Really? So what do you guys do?
Well, you know, I'm drinking and she's not. That's usually the way it works.
Let's see. Jeff Gordon is going to be the USA Miss USA judge. You care about that?
I do not care about that.
No. However, you will.
I'd like to explore that last story a little further, though.
You will like
maybe a later date.
Okay. You will like this, though. He's driving his rainbow car for the first time in 10 years.
Isn't that exciting?
This weekend at NASCAR for the first time ever.
Driving.
Okay, if you want to go back to it.
No.
The psychiatrist
yes.
says that his renewed drinking stems from his pressure of trying to keep up with his girlfriend. And they're not saying, like, social pressure.
They don't say.
Just the overall pressure that she's young, she's vibrant, he's older.
Yeah.
So he's drinking.
Yeah, that's not true.
Yeah, I don't...
you don't buy that?
No, I don't.
Okay. I don't think so.
No, I really don't.
I don't.
I don't know if you heard this. If you did, well, then you're going to hear it again, because I love hearing a story like this. Now, I'll tell you, like, I feel like the schmucks on the news, when they're going to tell you a bad story,
right.
But there's a happy ending to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, come on now.
But I'll tell you the happy ending to it, but boy, is it a good story. It's the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus,
mm-hmm.
And there's a guy on the high wire,
yeah.
Madison Square Garden,
right. Oh, wow.
And there's no net, and he falls,
uh-oh.
And he falls on concrete. But he lives.
Really?
He lives.
I saw that dude just like 2 days before he fell.
Really?
But does he live well?
He's fine.
Really?
Hold on a second.
Wasn't that guy with the big hair, was it?
Mike?
No.
I hate that guy. He was taken off the Madison Square Garden floor on a stretcher. Now, here's what the circus does to distract people. They sent out 25 extra clowns.
That's right. That's what they do. They've always done that.
That's what you want to have
that
happen.
Is the truth. So you got a guy that falls from the top of Madison Square Garden. All the little kids go, oh, my God, the guy's they bring the clowns.
Bring the clown car out. Come on.
Anyway, let me see.
Did we ever have this discussion? Are you a circus guy? I don't like the circus.
I like the circus.
I do too.
I just saw that circus, like I said, over the weekend, and it was great. They've modernized it. They've brought it up to date.
I believe that the circus is deep down is evil.
Really?
Yes. Now his wife who is pregnant was watching this.
Ooh, wow.
So she's okay. Incidentally, his name. Is Crazy William, Crazy Wilson Dominguez.
Dominguez.
Crazy Wilson Dominguez?
That's his name.
I will now walk across the high wire. You will not believe how incredible balance.
Oh, then here's the best part that you don't see on the news.
Mm-hmm.
He says, this is the risk we take at the circus. Anything can happen.
Mm-hmm.
But the soothing words and happy music and clowns
couldn't calm children.
Wow.
Mommy, no more circus.
Yeah, see?
Mommy, I want to go home.
Yeah, and then we, it's either that or an elephant going wild.
Mommy,
yeah.
We want to go home.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, we're running out of time.
Just let me tell you that ABBA's not getting back together.
No.
Some story that ABBA was getting back together. That ain't happening.
Oh, that's a disappointment, Donald.
Don't call them the Olsen twins. Mary-Kate and Ashley are asking the media no longer to refer to them as a joint entity. Instead, they'd like to be called as their individual names.
Kate and Ashley.
Yeah, that's right. You will be the first in Playboy. You will be the second in Playboy. And finally, I don't even know if this is a real story, but I mentioned it because you're friends with Tony Perkins.
Yes.
The weatherman on Good Morning America, who said hi to us a number of times on national TV.
What is the latest for that?
Well, the report is that he's being shunned the door.
Oh, no.
And that he may have to fall all the way back doing the morning weather break-ins on Channel 7 in D.C.
Really?
That he was spotted. The Washington Times had a thing today that he was at Channel 7. Now, ABC's throwing out all this stuff saying his contract is up for negotiation. They're not sure what they're going to do.
Mm.
He ends up at Channel 7 just on his vacation.
Right. You know what? It's interesting because, I had dinner with Tony up in New York. I don't know, you know, what the situation is with that, but I don't know if there's happiness on both sides there.
Yeah.
And for quite some time.
Yeah. Well,
you would think when a guy gets a gig like that he's high-fiving and he's doing cartwheels, and even back then I didn't think he was all that happy.
Well, I didn't have the conversation with him. I'm not friends with him like Mike is, but I'll just tell you what I think from watching the show.
Right.
I think the lady doesn't like him.
Yeah,
you're right.
You know what? And I
Diane Sawyer?
He never said anything to me to that effect. I just kind of read between the lines, and I thought maybe that might be true.
Right. Yeah. Like
he said very nice things about Charlie Gibson.
Yes.
And just, you know, I mean, I never asked him. Well, maybe I did ask him about Diane Sawyer, but he wouldn't, you know, he's not the kind of guy that does that anyway.
Right.
I just read between the lines.
When he's done with the weather, mm-hmm. he'll go like, back to you, Charlie. And Charlie goes, hey, thank you, Tony. He goes, back to you, Diane. He's like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird.
And like she's, you know, somehow she's put out, you know. Yeah. Is the colored weatherman over? Okay, Diane Sawyer here.
Who knows? Maybe someday we can get Tony to talk about what really happened.
Anyway, hope he doesn't get canned from ABC.
And
if he came back home, that'd be good. Clear the lines now. We got to get right to a phone scam. I know we've taken some calls today, but we've not taken the rapid fire unscreened calls
from you, the public.
So come on now, call. Come on, call right now, like your life depends on it. 877-365-3636 from America. Canada, 800-636-1067. WJFK 202-432-1067. The rotating random phone scan lies straight ahead. Call. Phone
is the Don and Mike Show.
Tony Perkins has gone coast to coast to California's capital, Sacramento. Hi, Tony.
Good morning, Good morning, everybody. We got a crowd of people here. They're here for Good Morning America, for Railfare 99, or the nationally syndicated Don and Mike radio shows in town today. These folks are excited.
The Don and Mike Show.
Words are hard for them. Don and Mike.
Right, right. All right. Your call's coming up on the phone, Scott.
That was Tony Perkins for Good Morning America. Yeah. That was him.
It's not unusual to be loved.
Let's get to your calls at 877-365-3636. Canada, 800-636-1067. Here we go. Let's dive right into them. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello. You're on the air.
Don and Mike.
Right.
Hey, this is Mike from Spokane. You guys were talking earlier about getting pulled over and stuff.
Yeah, thinking about driving down to Yakima.
Yes. That's the great thing about living in Spokane and doing the show from
Love
Spokane
it.
Is the local references.
Yes, it is. It's very nice. But anyway, last night I was waiting on a buddy of mine to meet him at his house, and I get this...
All right, I know we don't care what this guy has to say, but here's the question. Do you think he even gets the joke when we said...
I don't know. I thought he might get it, but anyway...
My buddy. God.
Listen, he's still just going on.
Totally, what he's doing is he's obsessed with his own story.
Focus,
and you know, we all three of us, Buzz, Don, and myself, we all look at each other the exact same way. We're, you know, this guy didn't want to hear anything about it.
Does this guy think we're actually listening to all this?
I guess he is.
Doesn't he listen to the show and know that? He really got to be riveting to
this guy who is enamored like we are.
You know, he doesn't understand.
He loves the sound of his own voice. He doesn't realize we all love the sound of our own voice.
It was really funny. I just figured I'd call and let you guys know.
It's a great story.
Because I know Don, you know, something like this might happen way back when.
Sure, whatever. I got you, dude. Right on. Hey, it's great living in Spokane.
And it's
all
just,
right.
Just goes to show you never can tell.
Yep.
Good call. Thanks for the story.
That was a good story. Enjoy the beautiful Spokane day.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Buzz.
Partly cloudy. Nice to get a break from the rain today.
Hello.
65.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Very nice.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Now nothing.
Hello.
Yes, hello. You're on the air. Hi.
Don, Mike, Buzz, and the rest. This is Brock Westfield III, and please allow me to preface my remarks by stating how much of a delight it is to be a part of your little phone scam.
Well, that's very nice.
Okay, I'll tell you, it's after 2 o'clock, and my lunch isn't here yet.
Michael.
Michael. Go ahead, sir. Michael.
With regards to Hank O'Mara's Bar and Grill, will you be playing host to fans of Jack Cassidy?
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
This guy's all over the road.
I heard you. I think they were playing Jack Cassidy on a best of.
And Michael,
when I walked in yesterday, were we?
Yeah.
And I just walked in, and you know what? I think it's really egotistical when they're playing a tape and I'm laughing at a tape. But when I heard you doing Jack Cassidy, it's just the whole Jack Cassidy.
Columbo.
Michael, may I have a suggestion?
Columbo.
Yes, yes, Michael. Nerd boy.
Michael, with the restaurant. The dress code.
Don, that's 3 Michaels, and I'm afraid we have to send him away. Out.
Disqualification. Send him away from Heaven Everland. Hey, Columbo. Take a look at the nude body of the dead man in the corner. Jack Cassidy playing with fire. Don't think it was my friend Mike. It's an airtight alibi he has. He was with me. We were smoking and then setting our fire.
Setting ourselves on fire.
Sean, David, Shelley, I'm melting.
Melting right here in this chair, this wingback.
I'm Jack Cassidy.
Jack Cassidy.
Bisexual.
There you are. Yes, you need me for a character role?
Hey, Columbo.
How are you? Oh, I love me on Bewitched.
Yeah, and he would never... I know he's dead, but he'd never make it today. Could you picture him, like, on CSI? Hey, Grissom. So, you think you got my fingerprints, do you?
I don't think so. There's not a chance that you're going to corner me in Las Vegas.
How about
him?
He'd
be perfect.
On Law and Order?
Beat me to it. He would be so great on the real gritty Law and Order.
There you are, Jerry Auerbach.
He wouldn't stand out.
Fred Thompson. I remember you when you were a senator.
Senator. How does this sound? Senator Jack Cassidy.
Come on, Don and Mike show. Hello, you're on the air.
Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
You see, these calls are on screen, so you got to jump right on. Mm-hmm. You're on. Hi.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
I'm sorry, that's the second time you asked us. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, can I get a bing bong chime time for the fun time in the sunshine for my good-looking, hump-loving Wednesday afternoon drive-time buddies?
You got it, man. 24 after the hour, I'll tell you something else. So you Tanners out there, Tanner turnover time. We're getting close to that time of the year.
Tanner turnover time.
Don and Mike show that reaches the beaches and rules the pool. At 24 past the hour. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there. You're on the air. Hi.
Yay. I wanted to tell you that I'm having a really bad week.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's
me,
okay.
Me too.
But Donnie.
Yes.
Singing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Songs about being a woman.
Yeah. That did it for you, huh?
I know it probably wasn't really a happy thing for him to do, but he was a man, and he...
You're damn right I'm a man. You can talk to me.
And he stood up for his bet, you know.
Yeah, well, we always pay our bets. Don't speak to me as if I'm in third person. I'm here.
Okay.
I mean, I'm here.
Why don't you speak... You know, I think when we're talking about you singing as a woman and you're using the persona of Donnie, I think you ought to speak of yourself. How did Donnie feel about...
First I'll tell you, Donnie had some cramping. You know, being a woman, these things happen.
You rose above it.
Were you being a biatch, too?
I was being a bitch. I was being a diva.
Mm-hmm.
It was fantastic. And if I know that a lot of guys in sports do this, where you visualize somebody.
Right.
Here's what I was visualizing. Carney Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking before...
Fatty or skinny?
No, before surgery. No.
Oh!
When she was really stuck.
Carney Wilson BS.
Sure.
Before surgery.
Oh, man, that's my favorite E! True Hollywood story.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, you are on the air.
You're kidding me. Radio guy.
I was kidding.
Yeah.
Hi, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, calling about Bruce Willis?
Yes, sir.
He was on The Daily Show last night.
Was he any good?
Well, he had this, like, dried-out alcoholic look that they get, like, you know, a week before they fall off the wagon.
Yeah, okay. All right. That's a little too close to home, okay?
That's really not too funny. Call sometime when Mike's not here. Hi, Don and Mike's show.
Buddy.
That alcoholic look.
Hi there. You're on
How often do I have to deal with that?
I got hiccups.
Hello.
At least I can call her and commiserate sometime.
You're on the air.
Hey, it's Chuck from Gainesville. How you guys doing?
Hi, Chuck.
Hey, man, I just wanted to let you guys know that through all this traffic and everything that I'm sitting in right now, you guys make it worth it. You're like that surprise with your fingernails.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
Dude, that was a nice compliment, but you can't be talking about what you do in the bathroom anymore on the show.
Come on. When I hear your voice, I just get excited. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm glad, but you get it. Boy, if you get excited.
That's very strange.
Even with the old show, if that would have been allowed to be on the air, we would have spent an hour with him going, I mean,
all I know is what got him excited was listening to this show and then something else he described. And if that gets him excited, that's disturbing, too.
It has something to do with his prostate.
He gets excited like the guy with red hair on American Idol. He gets surprised.
He gets completely surprised. What's happening there?
Speaking of, I cannot believe that I forgot to tell you this.
What?
When I was on the cruise ship, one of the guys that I met one night, I went to the same bar on the ship where you could smoke a cigar every night. I meet this guy, and everybody that I meet, and, you know, I start off the cruise. Somebody says, what do you do? I say, I work in broadcasting. You know, then I say, I work at CBS. And finally, I do a radio show. Mm-hmm. So, but that, I'm just meeting people. Hi, what do you do? I do a radio show. What do you do? Guy says, I sell bull semen on the internet.
Yeah?
Tells me that it is an absolute growth market.
Really?
That what they do is they take it and they artificially inseminate. You know,
We've had that. People have talked about that.
Yeah. Anyway, with our new standards,
right.
That I have to tell you, he said there are three or four different ways of doing it.
Right.
There's the artificial part of a female cow.
Right.
Really. They use that.
They have a surrogate.
And then there is a machine.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is the third way.
Which is
by hand.
Manually.
By hand. And that's his job.
That's his job?
That was his job.
Man, oh man.
Did you shake hands with him?
Did I, Buzz?
Wow.
Did I? I said, come on, hey, come
here. He really did, and he was not funning you?
No, all of the guys in his group said he's proud of it, that apparently of all of the people in the country that do this,
right,
his company or whatever had such an incredible profit that he paid for this cruise, and all of these people that were on the cruise who worked for his company, but all because he's so talented with his hand.
Does he have to do anything besides that, or
smoke afterwards? I don't know. I don't know. It's one of those things the guy just said, and the guy had a real
just grip it and rip it.
The guy had a real heavy Southern accent.
That's what I like to do.
You click 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 the old internet, man.
Go down there and get that right bull. It didn't take you no time at all. You get the wrong bull, take you all day, all afternoon.
Here I am,
chocolates.
Here I am thinking. I got the most exotic, at least I could say, well, I work for a radio show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I sell bull semen on the internet.
Pretty amazing. And he said it's very profitable.
Yeah, well, he made a point of telling
me. Well, you have to own the bull, right?
No, you don't.
Or be able to run very fast.
Well, I would think you'd have to own the bull.
No, you don't. If his service.
Oh, he's just a.
He's a freelance.
Stops by the farm.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I would.
Does the job.
I don't want to do that if I don't know the bull.
It's an out call.
The bull finds him.
Looks him up.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Radio guys.
Hi there. You're on the air.
This is Patrick from Buffalo. I just wanted to thank you for the shout-out you gave earlier today.
Hey, we love Buffalo, and it's so great doing the show from Buffalo. Nothing better than living in Buffalo, you know, being able to represent for all of America how great Buffalo is.
I love it. I'm going up to the falls tonight. Going to hang out and have a little dinner up there.
Right,
tonight.
When's it going to get warm, though? When's it, like 35 every day in Buffalo?
It's insane.
Pretty much.
Yeah, for goodness sake.
Pretty much. It's freezing. I had to leave the show for a while to go into work, but the redhead kid from American Idol, did you know he's from this area?
Yeah, somebody called and told us he's from our hometown, Buffalo.
Yeah, he's my neighbor. As a matter of fact, last week he and I went out for a beef on Weck.
Oh, man, I hate these 40s. I wish we'd get back up into the 50s.
Hello, Don, Mike show.
That was really nice. Really worth it while getting up to USA Today for that.
What, Buzz?
It's a lovely 73 today here in Buffalo.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it couldn't be nicer.
Hello, you should go outside.
What am I looking at? Well, you should go outside and just check it out.
Don and Mike show. I thought it was in the 50s, too. I watched the Weather Channel today.
It said 44 in the paper.
Buzz, you got to be wrong. It's terribly cold up there. It's cold in Pittsburgh. It's cold in Detroit. It's cold in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Where did you get 70?
Off my weather device here, which has now refreshed itself to 35.
Oh, God. Okay.
Buzz. Checking the weather in Buffalo, Florida.
Yes. Hello. That's what you meant, isn't it?
Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, you're on the air.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Yeah, my name's John Seaton.
Yes, John Seaton.
How you doing?
We're doing very well.
Yeah, I don't use my my full name.
Why, John Seaton?
I heard you guys talking about porn yesterday.
Yes, John Seaton?
And, you just used your full name, John Seaton. Do you realize that's a bit of a contradiction, John Seaton?
No.
What can John Seaton bring to the Don and Mike show?
And, you know, we're using your full name now, John Seaton.
Let's ask John Seaton.
Well, I was adopted, so I changed my name.
Oh.
We got one.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
So what can we do for you, John Seaton?
John Holmes' natural son.
You're John Holmes' natural son?
Yes.
You are the son of John Holmes, the porn star.
Johnny Wadd?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
How would you be able to prove that?
Well, I lived in Thornton, Colorado, and he used to fly to Sweden to make some of the videos. And it was 8mm all she had.
You ever play jump rope with your dad?
No.
Yeah. How proud of you is he?
He's dead, Don.
Yeah, he's gone. I'm sorry. But
really, what killed him?
He called me once in a while.
I wonder, what was it? Natural causes, Mike?
Yeah, three letters.
Three letters. C-A-N-C-E-R.
HIV, Rob. Is
HIV. H-O. Really? How would your dad get AIDS?
Unprotected sex.
So your dad, this guy John Holmes. He was in what? Softcore porn.
Well, my mother, natural mother, was 16 years old.
Uh huh.
And her name was Candy, first name. So
was her last name Kane?
No.
Dude, really, you know what? We've tried. I'll let you behind the scenes. We get someone real dumb and slow moving like you, and we try to like pepper it with jokes and stuff.
All right.
But you're exhausting us.
You're such a dullard. We can't work with you.
You're killing us right
now. Let me just tell you.
Now, I am his natural son.
Yeah, but you're very slow and you're not that interesting.
Really? Yeah. What? You can't tell me that we're the first people to tell you that you're a big load.
Does that come as a surprise to you?
That would be a compliment. Well, with your dad's history and everything, but you're a big load.
Well,
you're like a gigantic speed bump on this show.
I'll ask you the one question that everybody probably wants to ask you: do you share your father's prowess? And you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Do you have the same thing?
Not quite. My mother was only 4'10".
Boy, it just didn't work out for you at all.
No, it didn't. Yeah. No, it didn't. What was your purpose calling this show today?
I was just, going to say hi to you guys and tell you that.
Have you done a lot of drugs?
No.
No?
I got out of the hospital recently.
No. What were you in the hospital for?
Urinary tract infection.
All betting brain surgery. Everybody was drawing scars on their forehead.
They had urinary tract infection. I hope it wasn't a sexual thing.
No, it wasn't. No.
You have a mustache like your old man?
Yes, I do.
Handsome.
You know, we had him on the show one time, and he said, if my retarded son ever calls, please tell him that he was a big mistake.
Right, absolutely.
Do you remember that? We had John Holmes on the show. We were asking him all those questions, and he said,
and not only will he be slow, but he will be cursed to a lifetime of bladder infections.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. And, we're just trying to have a little fun here, but you really shouldn't be on any kind of radio show.
Well, I'm telling you the truth.
No, I don't doubt you. I don't doubt you're telling the truth. You're John Holmes, but you really don't belong on any radio show.
Please don't go on the talk show circuit.
That's what I wanted to do.
And
I wouldn't touch this. I wouldn't touch this collar with a 12-inch pole.
Okay. Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello. Radio, Dad. You're killing us. Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Hey, man. Hey, this is for the guy on American...
of the blowhole. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
I hate it when the smarter brother calls it.
Don Mike Show. Hello.
We lost our delay there.
When the guy said thing of the blowhole, is that what did it? Oh, well, then, for goodness sakes, let me just...
We'll
just officially end this and just wait for the last call so we can give...
Let's just wait, shall we?
Wait. See, the deal is that now that you can't say dirty stuff on the show, even if I don't hit the button, there's a million people upstairs that hit the button when you say something dirty.
And if enough of them hit it simultaneously, we have to wait to get our phones back because it shuts them down completely.
And because this is a great place to work, the best way to make the phones go back on...
Right.
Is not to speak.
And now that we've explained that, we will shut up.
My allergy is killing.
Well, that's the sound.
Sorry. Phones are back.
Phones are back.
That did it.
Oh. That got them going. Excellent.
Don and Mike, hello.
Yes, can I be the winner?
There you go. Yes, you can be a winner. What is your name?
Jim.
Jim, where are you from, my friend?
Vegas.
All right. Listen, you've got the today. You got a dinner and a movie for two from restaurant.com, regmovies.com. Oh boy, you're gonna hate the grand prize. The grand prize is a vacation to Las Vegas.
Oh no!
And you live in Las Vegas.
Yes, I do.
But are you out in the suburbs, so you wouldn't mind like a trip to a hotel?
Well, I'll go to Vegas.
Okay. Streaming E Films presents When Betty Calls. Oh, missed the sneak preview April 14th. Go to whenbettycalls.com for information. And we're giving you $100 and the dinner and the movies, and you've qualified for the trip to Vegas that we're giving away on Friday.
And if you win that trip, two words, sponsor savings. Good luck.
And let me just say, as always, it's great broadcasting here in our hometown of Las Vegas. Today, broadcasting live, as always, from the fabulous Bellagio Hotel and Resort. And I know the temp's got to be at least...
79 degrees.
I was going to guess it was 80 here in beautiful Las Vegas.
Plenty of sunshine today.
Thank God we don't do the show from somewhere cold like Buffalo or even Washington, D.C. It's great living in Las Vegas.
I
just rolled by and saw the van out front.
Yeah, well, we were excited about that. And I like the cold weather, so I'm going to drive up to Ely. Later.
Hey, thank you, my friend. I think that's Eli.
Is it Eli?
I think is it Eli?
Is it Eli or Eli?
It's Eli.
Eli. Oh, you had it.
Yeah, well, hey, our secret's blown.
Okay. Hey, thank you, my friend.
Thank you, guys.
Hold on just a second. We'll be right back. Oh, here's a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Who weighs 400 pounds and wears overalls?
I know who.
No, Charlie interview coming right up. Okay.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Just remember what your old pal Bozo always says, just keep laughing.
Thank you, Bozo.
Trying desperately to give the human spirit some credit, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Ain't gonna work. My belief in the human spirit is crushed.
Really?
Are you okay?
What happened?
It's my wife. It's nothing. What can I say? It's my wife. It's my life.
Back to the regular ho-hum world. You're not on a cruise ship anymore.
Yeah, I mean, on the cruise ship, she was happy every day. I was happy every day. We're having sex every day. I think we had not had sex as we got back. Everything's great. Just call her up, you know, a second ago, just to check in.
Right.
You know, hey, what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm busy. I can't. I'm paying. I you know, she was stressed out. I'm working now.
Right.
I'm working now. You know, well, I want to say, you know, okay, what about today when you went downtown to get your hair done?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you nice and laid back then.
Right.
You know, and then when you went and got your nails done this afternoon, not that I'm counting, you're nice and laid back then.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's easy to be laid back when you're being pampered.
Well, and Mike, she would say that paying our bills is a full-time job.
Of course.
And you know, and then if I was a man, I would say, well, yeah, it's a full-time job because, you know, I'm slaying the dragon.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not a man. I'm less than a man. So what I do is...
You're having one of those days.
You saw it. No, and today was a fine day. I mean, she was in a good mood. I was in a good mood.
Right.
The thing is, right now, she's just in that... She's busy, and I get that thing, like, I call, just go, hi, and it's like I'm annoying her.
I hate that when that happens.
I go, what's your problem? She, No problem. I'm just, you know, talks about like I'm retarded. No problem. I'm just busy paying.
Makes you feel, does it make you feel a little unimportant?
Hello.
You got that right.
Just remember what the alternative is.
You got that. Well, I don't think I don't. I remember everything here. Mm-hmm. So I'm fine with it. I'm not even calling her now to yell about it now. It's okay. Mm-hmm. I'll yell at her tomorrow. I'm going to call her at Ellen tomorrow when I call her on the show. I'm going to call her when she's at her job.
There you go.
I've never called my wife when she's at work, and I'm going to call her tomorrow at work. And I just want to tell you in advance that I'm going to be mighty hot about what's going on in our bathroom. That's all I want to say. There's a major project being done in our bathroom.
Oh, really?
That, that apparently...
Involving workmen or...
Putting in the bidet?
Oh, no, Buzz, I wish. I wish. Yeah. It's just a lot of stuff, and I don't really understand what's going on.
I've never used a bidet. I've been in hotel rooms where they had them, but I've never tried one.
I have.
Sure would like to.
Of course you have, Buzz. Yeah. Of course you have, Buzz.
Don't you normally handle all the painting in your bathroom?
Well, it's body art.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Anyway.
Yes, Picasso.
Anyway, you guys just caught a grand moment of a guy who's happily married for 23 years.
It's funny when you get done with the conversation and the phone kind of just falls out of your hand.
And see, the thing
cradle.
Is, she doesn't even care because she's so wrapped up in stuff. Mm-hmm. She doesn't even care that she says, all right, I'll see you later. And I don't even say goodbye.
He's working the phone like it's a prop. It's great. I wish this was TV.
Just do this thing where the phone's like this, and I go, okay, all right, yeah, yeah, yeah. And the phone just goes back like, yeah, 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 yeah. Just like, throw the phone back like that.
Finds its way into the cradle.
There you go. That's for you, darling.
Well, all things will work out for the best.
No, everything's fine. She's busy now. Mm-hmm. She's busy now. And maybe she got the radio on, so here's a very simple question. What's for dinner? That was my question. Mm-hmm. Hopefully will be answered. Now, oh, you know what? Oh, uncued. Now, who's been jacking the Charlie thing?
Did you use the Dirk Besta?
Let me jack the Charlie thing. It's time for the Charlie Show. Here he is now.
Hi, Don.
Hey, Charles.
How are you?
What's happening, Charlie?
Not good.
Why? Well, what's wrong?
Bad hot dog.
Oh.
I had a bad hot dog at the circus. Oh, no. I don't feel good.
You see, you have to understand.
Sorry
to hear that.
No, I'll be all right.
Let me give a little back.
I just had a little problem.
Couldn't you tell when you ate it?
No.
You know our engineer, Tony?
Yeah. Bacardi Limon.
Remember him?
Bacardi Limon.
He got one, too.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, he's been sick like for 3 days.
Yep.
Bacardi Limon.
Mr. Elson took me to the circus.
Yes. Did you have fun, Charlie?
We had a great time, Buzz.
Did you enjoy the cotton candy?
I mean, Mr. Elston. We had a fantastic time.
Good.
Charlie. It's Charlie, you know.
I'm feeling better already. Still got cramps, though.
From the bad hot dog?
Bad cramps, Don. Man.
Sorry to hear that, Charlie.
And I know, Mr. Linewan said I can't talk about my problem after I ate the bad hot dog.
That's right.
Because you're not allowed to talk about that. In the old days,
right.
I'd be able to tell you exactly what went in and came out.
Did you have to throw away any clothing articles?
Yes.
Oh.
Yep.
What about your rubber sheets?
Rubber sheets didn't matter. I still had to get rid of all of my khaki shorts.
Oh, dear.
And my white overalls, my painter's pants.
Charlie?
My painter's pants are ruined.
Let's talk about your favorite things in the world. What would be
There's
your...
so many.
But pick one or two. Pick one.
Let
or two
me things. Think.
What do you like, Charlie?
I like Mike.
Okay, of course you do. We all like Mike.
I like pizza.
You like pizza?
I like...
Mom, what do you like with pizza? What do you like with pizza?
Before or after?
Well, I've seen you have it with it both.
Cherry Coke.
No, come on.
Ice cream?
Ice cream.
What about it?
We have an ice cream interview for you.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you made him happy.
Now, we've got ice cream, lady.
No, I don't even know the
prep. Oh, man, that made my cramps go away.
Rob?
I like shrimp cocktail, too. Do we have any?
We don't have any shrimp cocktail, Charlie.
No shrimps.
No
shrimps.
I like them shrimps.
We know we have a lady on the phone.
Please.
What's the setup here, Rob?
I gave Charlie the prep. Hi, Charlie.
Hello. He said we're talking to a lady named Raquel Milo.
Raquel.
Mello.
Raquel.
No, it's Raquel, Don.
Raquel.
R-A-Q-U-E-L.
Right, like
Raquel.
Oh, like Raquel Welch.
Now you've got
it's
you
doing it. Can I have your dress?
The one I had to wear today.
Yeah, right. For Halloween.
You'll just ruin it.
I'm going to grow as a woman. No, it's the right color. Raquel.
Is the woman on the phone now? What does she do with ice cream?
All right. This will be music to your mouth. A new ice cream pays tribute to Elvis impersonators.
Mm.
Minneapolis Base Camp's ice cream has launched a flavor that pays honor not to Frizzly himself, but to all Elvis impersonators.
What's it taste like? Body odor?
Mm.
All right, but listen, Charlie.
Ew.
Yeah. You love ice cream.
I do. I love ice cream.
Here she is now. Here is Raquel.
Hello, Raquel.
Hi, Charlie. How are you?
I'm great, and I love ice cream.
Well, here's the flavor you're going to love.
What flavor? Tell me what's in it.
Well, this is Kemp's new Las Vegas Fudge Chunk. It is our tribute to Elvis impersonators.
Mm.
And no, it does not have body odor, Charlie.
Elvis was very fat.
Our flavor is all about flavors that the king himself would have loved.
Did you know, Raquel? Did you know that Elvis was fat?
Well,
I can tell you
this later.
Would you like me to tell you the story? Raquel, Elvis was fat because he took lots of drugs.
That's right. Where did he die, Charlie?
He died on the toilet.
Yes.
And,
oh, my.
And his colon weighed a lot.
Well, fortunately, this flavor is not about Elvis himself. This flavor is a tribute to Elvis impersonators, not all of whom are fat.
But, Raquel, someone told me that when you eat a lot of ice cream, you can get fat. And so is that why you're selling Elvis ice cream, because he was fat?
No, we're selling Elvis impersonator ice cream because this is really good stuff.
Do you sell bubblegum?
What's that?
Do you sell bubblegum ice cream?
You know, we do, actually.
And chocolate chip.
And cotton candy and all kinds of really good
stuff.
Oh,
my God.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Charlie loves ice cream.
Do you sell cotton candy flavored ice cream?
We sure do.
Oh.
And it's really good.
That is the best. That is the best.
Well, let me tell you about this flavor.
Tell me more about the cotton candy.
That's
my favorite ice cream. I love cotton candy. Is it blue or pink?
It's both.
It's
blue and pink ice cream.
I love cotton candy.
And it's only out for a limited time.
What?
So
the cotton candy's only out for a limited time?
This lady tried to get a commercial in.
Oh, man. Cotton candy ice cream. I'm having a surprise down there.
Charlie, I'll send you some. You're going to love it.
Wow.
Ma'am, thank you for
this
being
is,
so...
Oh, Raquel?
It's Raquel.
Raquel, this is Don.
Think of Raquel well.
Don is my boss.
Hi there. We let Charlie come on every once in a while. Charlie, you want to take a phone call about ice cream?
Yes, I do. I love ice cream.
Hello?
Hello?
You're on with Charlie.
Hey, Charlie!
Who's this?
Who do you think it is?
Is this Tom?
Yes, it is.
Tom, talk like yourself, please.
What?
Watch it. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Charlie.
Tom, don't talk like me. Don't impersonate me.
Hey, Charlie.
Yes, Tom.
What's your favorite ice cream color?
I like blue and pink. I like cotton candy ice cream. That's my favorite now.
You know what? You know what kind of ice cream I like?
What kind do you like?
I like butterscotch. I like...
Paint.
I like,
Paint flavored ice cream.
Paint chip. Yeah.
I like, cream chips.
How do you spell ice cream?
I-C-E... C-A-M-E.
Wrong. So long, Crip.
Watch it.
Hey, Raquel.
Yeah.
That's Tom.
Okay. Hi, Tom.
He's gone, but he ate paint.
All right, Crip.
He ate paint.
Charlie, you got to wind this up now. Get all of your important questions out.
So, okay. What you make out of this ice cream? What's in it? Tell me what's in it real quick.
Okay. Well, it's vanilla ice cream.
Wait. I'm writing it down. Vanilla ice cream.
Charlie, I'm going to send you some, but it's vanilla ice cream
with a big fudge swirl.
And peanut butter filled chocolate cup.
All right. I'm bored.
Well,
okay.
We know the king loves peanut butter.
Yeah. And you said peanut butter in it?
It's all about peanut butter. It's all about peanut butter and chocolate.
Send me some cotton candy, okay?
I'll send you both.
Okay. Can you put it on your head?
What's that?
I don't know. We're just having fun.
Take care, Raquel.
Raquel Mello, thank you.
Now, Raquel, hold on just a moment for the
Thank you very much. We had a great time with you. Blah, blah.
For the post interview.
Good job, Charlie.
Hold on just a minute.
Man, Tom ruins everything.
Hey,
Nita. At least you called him a Crip, though.
Mr. Spiewak wrote that for me.
And that's not like the blood in the Crips.
Right.
That's like Crip like cripple.
Oh. Is that what it meant?
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's uncanny.
But funny, Charlie.
Oh, very funny, Doc.
Yeah, Robbie, pick it up and see how she liked talking to Charlie.
Hi, Raquel. Hi, how do you think it went? I'm glad you enjoyed it. Charlie's something of a local legend.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you.
We appreciate you spending time with the program. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Was she nice? That worked out very well. I'm very happy about that.
She was tickled to death. She said it went very well.
Right, okay, how about some SCs?
Some what?
Some shrimp cocktails. You guys are slow. You really are slow.
To his people.
There he is.
He made it up.
You made it up.
Hi.
Buzz Burbank.
We're Crips.
Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you for taking me to the circus and barring me that thing.
Anytime, Charlie.
Buzz, what is your lead story on the news and comments today?
Today, maybe a war is not the best time for an unannounced air show over the nation's capital.
Okay.
I'm hungry. Shrimp cocktail and Jim Belushi tonight.
Stay tuned
for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Charlie, that was very...
According to Jim.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
I heard you. Why'd you say it?
Possibly crooked. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
There you go. Time for Buzz of News now. Buzz brought to you by Veramax, world's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer. Number one because it really works.
Someone call for a doctor.
It is. Doctor developed, clinically tested, and patented. Veramax 1-888-TRI-VMAX. Now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. American soldiers are dying by the dozens. We're firing missiles over in Iraq. And the National Guard...
Now, I don't mind the editorializing. I applaud.
Sorry, what happened?
I applaud. Okay, I just wanted to know.
There you go.
That's okay, Buzz.
And the National Guard, in the midst of all that, decides to send a stream of low-flying military jets screaming unannounced over the nation's capital. Especially since, for the most part, flights over Washington, D.C. have been severely restricted since 9/11. This was a surprise. It made a lot of people very, very nervous yesterday to see this now unusual flight.
You know one thing that I find that I'm used to, and I live out near Dulles Airport, and, you know, within 20 minutes of Dulles, and it's not unusual, like 3-4 times a week, you hear this sound, just this incredible... And you look in the sky and you can't see anything. But then, damn if you don't finally see that it's some kind of surveillance helicopter.
Yeah.
It's unmarked,
right.
but it's gigantic. And the thing does a big, huge sweep.
Checking the perimeter.
Mm-hmm. Of the whole area.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they've seen me out on my deck.
I run indoors whenever that happens.
Because, you know, when I'm out on my deck, I'm usually out there, you know. Using nature's bathroom.
Watering the garden.
Yeah, right. And it's, you know, and I just picture these FBI guys up.
Please step back into your home, sir. Step into your home. We have a searchlight on you.
No, you know.
Over. Roger. You got anything? No, it's quiet. Oh, he's doing it again. Look at him. Yeah, move in.
All right, get out the infrared. Man, that's a lot of heat. Well, a lot of people were very upset yesterday to see these jets.
But my point is, I'm used to that now because I'm used to the fact that, okay, they're doing surveillance. It makes you feel better.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
But here's one thing, Buzz, when you mentioned in the very beginning, you know, over in Iraq, like Vietnam.
Right.
Here's the thing. I don't know why people, and you're doing a news show that's called News and Comment.
Right.
You're allowed to comment. I comment and Mike comment.
Right.
Here's where I'm feeling weird about this thing. Regardless of if you like, I think everybody's agreed, if you think we should be there or not, we want the best for our soldiers.
Absolutely. Right.
I think a lot of people now are saying, like, how many were killed yesterday? 12?
A dozen, yes.
Yeah,
a dozen Marines.
12. And the numbers since Bush said the war was over just keep going up and up.
Yep.
So I'm watching Regis and Kelly Lee today, because I like that show.
Right.
And he's holding up the newspapers. And now, why is it that Regis Philbin would be afraid to do this? I've seen other people do it. He's just the celebrity that's done it most recently. Mm-hmm. He holds up the paper and he goes, "Oh, look at that, Kennedy. 12 soldiers killed over there." He goes, "That just goes again. What we are doing, every bone in my fiber of my body, I want to say." He goes, then he goes, "You know what? I can't say it. Mm. I just can't say it."
Like he was going to say he didn't believe in us being over there.
Yeah, like, dude, what's the problem with saying that? It doesn't mean you're un-American.
Well, the problem is, I think after 9/11, there was a climate in this country where people that disagreed with the administration or had any problems felt afraid to come out, and it's still, I think, to a certain extent in the media, it still exists. I mean, it's different than it was, but I mean, this is, I don't understand. You know, the only thing I don't understand is why people are even talking about other issues
other than that
politically, yeah, when we got people over there, 12 Marines dying. It doesn't seem to me, yeah, unlike Vietnam, and I'm old enough to remember Vietnam, that when you watch the news in Vietnam, remember every night we're watching that?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously there were bigger numbers, many more soldiers killed, and it was huge. But the fact is, I don't understand how it's not even a bigger issue. But I don't understand that.
Then anybody who remembers Vietnam, and I do, and I remember when, mm-hmm, my Uncle Jerry went to Vietnam, got his number, and,
right,
you know, thought about going to Canada, and right, everything. It was like 11, but I remember it. So many people now say, I don't know why we're still in Iraq, mm-hmm, that we got Saddam, okay? So what are we still doing there? Why are we still setting up a government that apparently part of the country doesn't want to have? What would be so wrong if we just put all of our stuff in our bag and came back home? And if they killed each other over there, you know, they'd let God sort it out.
The counter to that would be what the people that are still trying to extricate ourselves from there would say. That would send a message that we, you know, we were weak to the terrorists, and that, you know, it would cause more trouble than it did initially when we went in there. You know, everybody from both sides of the aisle is saying that this is something where we're in a no-win situation right now.
Right, that's the comparison,
right,
to Vietnam.
So if it's very like difficult. Vietnam, mm-hmm, let's not be like Nixon. Let's not be like LBJ. Let's right. not sit around for 5 years. Hey, listen, Bush. Listen.
I just wonder, you know,
I voted for you last time, so you got it. I understand why you got into this. And this is what I really think it is with Bush. It's a daddy thing. It's, you know, his old man didn't.
Some people have said that.
So, and this is just my opinion, that he did it. So, you know, Dad says, "You did a good job." Thank you, Daddy. Okay, well, you did it. You did it. Mama's happy. Daddy's happy. Everything great. You got your giant war chest going, no pun intended,
right,
for the campaign.
Right.
The argument also would be that if we pulled out now, that the same people, not just Saddam Hussein, but the same people that were allied with Saddam Hussein,
right,
would go right back, and you'd have a situation like the last time we pulled out of there, we didn't finish the job,
you know,
where hundreds of people. But, you know, the bottom line is both groups now, the Sunnis and the Shiites, mm-hmm, you know, who were against each other, they're now teaming up against our guys. I mean, everybody hates us over there. It's getting insane.
And Bin Laden still goes free.
Right. Can I just say this about all those people? And I want to be compassionate. T.S.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. T.S.
You know what? I really do agree. We go over there, regardless of the fact that we went over there because, whether you believe it's false pretenses or not, the fact is we said we thought we had these weapons of mass destruction.
Right.
But it was also, we're getting out this dictator who's abused his people, and you know what? They didn't want us, and it's obvious they didn't want us right there. This was a miscalculation, and I completely agree with
you. You know,
how would you like to be? I mean, really, if you were on the front line and you were in a Marine battalion, and somebody said, you know what, the order came down. If you're on the front line in, say, Fallujah, where those guys are getting killed every day, said, the order's coming in. We're pulling out tomorrow. Well, how do you think those Marines would feel with that? I think a lot of them, they might not admit it because, you know, it's the gung-ho thing,
right,
but they'd probably feel of pretty goddamn good to
relieved.
Get back to their families.
I would think so.
And not having their you know, themselves blown up.
And of course we support them. It isn't about that. But I appreciate what you said, Don, about it. It's time for people to speak up if they
you know
object.
What? People support them that believe in us being over there. People support those troops that don't believe in us being over there.
Right.
Because the bottom line, I think everybody that's a real American, it makes me sick to my stomach when I see 12 guys getting blown up, because I wonder, why are they getting blown up?
Right.
And that's what's bothering me.
They're getting blown up because he went over there and he thought he had something.
We
didn't
miscalculated
have
them.
But
in
here's
a
the
huge
thing.
Way, like we did with, there was another conflict a few years
but
ago.
But here's the thing, though. He had the perfect out.
Mm-hmm.
They take down the statue of Saddam. You could have gotten out then. Mm-hmm. Okay, but you're still in the game. You're still a gambling man. Then you catch Saddam in a hole.
Get him out of the
if
hole.
If there's ever a time when you're up, when you, and I'm using gambling representation.
I understand.
You're up. You know, walk away. The house doesn't win on this one. Walk away.
I hear a lot of criticism about policy over there right now. What I don't hear from anybody is what the solution is, because it isn't an easy solution. No, it really isn't. It isn't. I wish it was as simple as you said.
Well, like,
but you know what?
It should be that simple.
Maybe I'm thinking it would be a good idea just to, you know, cut and run right now.
Yeah. What's the problem with this? Nobody in the world respects us anyway.
Ryan.
Nobody in the world respects America because America says, we will come in and you watch out, you know, and we do it with the best of intentions and all that, you know. We'll help you because that's what we do. Then we go over and we muck it up even
there
more.
There are people who would tell you, and I believe a lot of these people, that this is not about an imminent threat from Saddam Hussein, that they were a threat to our national security. This is about a view of certain members of that administration that want to colonize this area, that want to Americanize these countries, that want
oil.
Why
don't we want to okay, oil, I get it.
No, they want it.
Why don't we colonize Mars, for God's sake? A lot of them are colonizing Iraq.
I mean, really, that's what it is. We want to go over there. We want to establish ourselves. We're there to stay.
We will colonize Mars when we find oil there.
And Buzz, hold on. There is a guy who says he's a soldier who's on the phone.
I'd love to get a perspective. Yeah. If somebody was over there, I'd like to know how you... Because, you know, you're getting a lot of conflicting things.
Is he a real soldier or not? John?
You, how are you, Dad?
Dude, what are you in?
Hey, listen, Army Reserves. Mm-hmm. Just got off a deployment last year, but luckily didn't end up going overseas, but I had a bunch of my guys end up going over there.
What is the feeling? I mean, because we don't know. What do they feel like right now? What is the real morale right now?
Let me tell you, even as a reservist, we know what our duty is. We know why we are there.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what the media is saying.
Why are you there? Then let me ask you, why are you there?
We know that this is a global war on terrorism. It's just not one country. You know,
name another country that suffered as many losses as we have. Name another country that puts everything on the line.
Name another country that's been attacked and had 3,000 of its people die on September 11th.
My specific,
we were attacked,
but not by Saddam, by Bin Laden.
My specific question to you would be, If we were to say, and it, obviously it's not going to happen, it wouldn't happen no matter who was in charge right now. If we were to pull out of Iraq right now,
it would if I was in charge.
Your guys that are over there, how do you think they feel? What do you think they feel?
Absolutely. Oh, do you think we want to go out there and fight? Absolutely not. I mean, the worst thing you can think about is being away from your family
right.
and having your life on the line. But here's the bottom line. This is our job. If you send a whole bunch of bakers and mechanics and people who do a different job for a living, to go out there and fight for you and defend you.
Listen, hold on, my friend. I don't disagree. You send soldiers in because they're the best fighting people that we have. They're
right.
trained for a job. Here's my question.
Is this really winning the war on terror?
Yeah.
And that's my question.
Yeah, what's the job?
Is this doing, and you know, and as I think today when I see some of that footage of those guys hanging from the bridges, is this fighting terrorism or is this doing more to, you know,
promote
terrorism?
Prompt it.
Incite it. That's the word I'm looking for. Is this?
No, I understand that. I think it's short-sighted to think about it that way. Let me tell you why. Because in the end, what is it that we want to achieve? We want to achieve democracy in that area.
Okay, can I just say something I think most Americans...
Can I tell you something
that most Americans think, really? And maybe they don't have the guts to say it. I really don't care, unless the next Adolf Hitler's out there, the next Saddam Hussein, the next Bin Laden, who really is doing stuff to organize this, I don't give a crap if people in other countries are living under bad dictators and having bad laws. Who said...
I think you feel the same way a lot of people.
Who said that America's got to go over there and fix all that junk? You know what I mean? I mean, like, when Hitler...
I think his
act together, he invaded Poland,
The reason we went into Iraq, what we were told, this man, Saddam Hussein, represents a threat to us, to our national security. That's what we were told.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you guys went over there. Not to make it, you know, a democratic country.
But
that's
it turns out...
Yeah, now we've got a different mission over there. And, you know...
Well, why do we have to make everybody democratic? Why?
Well, it's either that, or we wait for another September 11th. And I think the move...
I disagree.
So do I.
Yeah.
So, and listen, I got news for you. Our move in Iraq, and I mean no disservice to you, anybody else that served over there.
No.
It's done nothing to stop what happened on 9/11. And what happened on 9/11 happened one time. I'm not discounting that, but I don't think that because we're in Iraq,
you know,
for the last 3 years, nothing's happened
if,
here.
And if you're right, and it is doing something to prevent it, I hope you're right. I really do.
I'll tell you what.
and I appreciate that. I really do. But listen, the bottom line is we don't know whether or not we've prevented September 11th again.
You're right.
But in the end, from this soldier right here who loves Don and Mike, I'll tell you this much. I know why I'm there. I'll do it again if my country calls upon me to do it.
Because
I know the end.
And you can't argue with a guy like that. Because you know what? He's going to go over there if there is a situation.
You got a chime time for that. It's just, I don't totally understand why we're there. Mm-hmm. I don't dig this whole, we got to make democracy for everybody. Because the last time I checked, democracy ain't working too good in America.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people here, even though we're the greatest nation in the world, there are a lot of people with a lot of problems in this country.
And more on that shortly.
All right, listen, thank you for calling in.
All right, guys.
We do appreciate it.
And, you know, when I heard what he said, as much as whether you agree whether we should be over there or not, you know, when you're talking about the guys that fight for this country, that's the attitude you want our fighting
that's what
people
you
have.
Dedication.
Because we need them. And, agreed.
And without turning us into one of those stupid Sean Hannity shows, let me say, anybody out there that feels either way on this, and I guess the only guys that get airtime are idiots like fake newsman Bill O'Reilly.
Right.
Here's why I feel bad about this, is that I feel like the only person that's speaking out for the way I feel about the war now, which is like, what are we doing over all we just pull out?
Mm-hmm.
Stupid Al Frank. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're looking at, okay, now they're both dopes. But you got to say, which dope do you believe more?
Mm-hmm.
Bill O'Reilly or Al Franken?
Do you know what I believe? I believe that everybody should keep an open mind on everything. And really, regardless of how you feel politically, I don't think there are any. If one thing's been proven, there are no easy answers to any of this stuff. We don't know. Just like that soldier said, we don't know whether there's going to be another 9/11. We don't.
No.
We don't know whether going into Iraq has done anything to prevent it or whether maybe it has. We don't know. The bottom line is, you know, we went in there because this country was a threat. That's what I was told.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's what I was told by my president.
Not so.
And here's all I know, and this is just an absolute reaction that I'm just getting. I remember, like, when my Uncle Jerry was in Vietnam, that last night I saw this on the news, 12 people, 12 Marines died in Iraq. It's now the point where it gets mentioned, it's the lead story, it gets mentioned, it's got the nice little graphic by it, but then you move right on to Jennifer Lopez's mom winning the slot machine.
Right.
Now, I remember in Vietnam...
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm saying when we have 12 guys, 12 Marines that get killed on a battlefield, it ought to be the whole goddamn newscast, in my opinion, because there's nothing more important than that.
Well, what happened in Vietnam, and I remember this, I swear my Uncle Jerry was there, it got to be the same way. When at first it was like five guys were killed. Oh, my God, it was Walter Cronkite, the whole thing. Then they would just come on and go...
And they do the scroll. Remember the scroll?
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
287 dead today.
They'd show the names at the end of the news.
Yeah. Meanwhile, St. Louis Cardinals have won 17 in a row. Bob Gibson's throwing the hell out of the ball.
It's weird.
I mean, I just worry now that the number of 12 might, you know, who knows, a year from now, are we going to be sitting back and going, 120 dead today? Well, you know. Well,
desensitized.
I hope that everybody at least is giving this some thought. I mean, whatever your politics are, I hope people are giving a little bit of thought to the fact that we've got guys dying overseas. It seems like every day now.
Yeah. Can I just say this? I voted for Bush, and I might vote for him again. I don't know who I'm going to vote for, but I just want to say this. Al Franken does not speak for the part of me that questions why we are still in Iraq.
No, you know,
I wish there was somebody better and somebody smarter that represented
that.
Our side. But
well, you know, I'd be happy to sit down with you. Buzz and I would be happy to sit down
a
with you.
A little deprogrammed.
Buzz, we got a break.
I like what I'm hearing, though, Don. I'll tell you that right now.
Let me Let me first wrap up my
story. And Regis, grow a set. Okay?
Yeah. So Regis was going to make an anti-war statement.
If you're holding up the newspaper and it's bothering you to the point where your stomach is upset because 12 Marines are killed, have the balls to say it. Just say it, Regis. What do you think, you're going to offend some housefrau in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin?
Good town name.
Yeah.
Fond du Lac?
Yeah, Fond du Lac.
Like
it's Fond du Lac, not Fond du Lac. It's like called the sack.
Right.
It's called the sock.
Right. Well, to wrap up our lead...
It's Sacramento, not Sacramento.
To wrap up the lead story about the military planes buzzing the Capitol unusually yesterday, frightening people. Turns out the D.C. Air National Guard was doing a publicity stunt to recruit new soldiers. Ooh, they're now apologizing for any alarm they may have caused. The Guard says it will announce these stunts in advance.
Gee, I can't imagine why they might be having trouble recruiting new soldiers.
In the future. And coming up...
You know that story about the planes?
Right.
You know who wasn't surprised?
Who?
Well, maybe he was. I don't know. Benny?
Benny?
Benny and the Jets.
God. Hey, got full circle back to American Idol.
Inspired by American John. Idol.
Right, yeah. Right.
So coming up next, the story of the Ohio woman who claims she won the lottery and that she'd lost the ticket. The latest on her.
Oh, I remember.
Oh, she's back.
All right.
Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Be a dear and listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Be a dear. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, maybe you were worried that the Ohio woman who claimed she'd won the lottery but lost her ticket would walk away unpunished.
Yes, I was. I've lost sleep over that, Buzz.
Judge Roy Bean.
Maybe you thought you, the taxpayer, would be stuck with the bill for all the trouble she caused.
I did. I say send her to Iran.
But somehow, in this age in which justice is so rare, justice has prevailed.
I forgot about your number one solution to all the problems of the world. Wherever there's a hot spot, turn it into a prison.
Send her to Haiti.
Alicia Battle of Cleveland has been fined $1,000 in order to perform 50 hours of community service.
That's a slap on the wrist.
She's also been ordered to pay back the $5,600 police spent on overtime and other expenses. She could have gotten 6 months in jail, so Alicia is taking this well, quoting her, "I still turned out a winner."
Now, if I'm not mistaken, Buzz, this is the lady that... with the ticket that was in front of the convenience store that had people like going through the garbage when it was snowing.
She made the whole thing up. Mm-hmm.
Right? She lied about it.
She's a liar and a cheat, and she ought to go to Haiti or Iraq.
Now, the top Republican in the Senate is pushing to pass that new indecency law through tomorrow. He wants it tomorrow. Bill Frist doesn't want to wait another day to hit radio and TV stations and the performers with bigger fines, much bigger fines. So he's meeting with Democrats to see what it would take for them to play along. Just yesterday, the witch hunters tried to ramrod the legislation through, but ran into opposition from Democrats.
Can request denied.
And can we still say ramrod?
Yeah. Not repeatedly.
Don had to wear a dress today because he lost a bet. But Republican State Representative Sam Walls of Austin, Texas, wore dresses because he liked to. And now it's an issue in his election campaign, and until the photos were published, he was the front runner.
That's got to be quite an erection.
Now.
Excuse me, election.
That's right.
I'm speaking with my fake Chinese accent.
Man, imagine that campaign headquarters with his opponent. Hey, man, look what I found.
Now, other Republicans are trying to get Walls to drop out of the race, but good for Walls. He says he won't be blackmailed into quitting.
I think you should change his first name to Sugar.
He says his family has forgiven him, and by the way, Walls says he's not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, I'm not gay either. And I didn't enjoy wearing that dress today and singing out on Main Street.
Oh, you gotta let yourself enjoy that.
I'm not a Mo.
You were free.
I'm a gigantic Mo.
Business is booming at strip clubs for women. The reason is bachelorette parties, and these are not your mother's bachelorette party.
15? Can we lie? Can we fill in 15? No, all right. All right. I don't even remember what it was.
You're not playing bingo.
Hi, Frida. No.
I got hiccups.
There have always been a few brave female souls willing to hire a male stripper or visit a club full of them.
George Michael.
But now, keep that handy. But now, much of the crowd at any given beefcake club on any given night is made up of brides-to-be and their maids of honor. Women now charter buses with porn-playing VCRs and, like the men, go on scavenger hunts looking for kisses from strangers and underwear tags. Websites for bawdy bachelorette parties say they get hundreds of thousands of hits a month. Companies that book male strippers say they're hiring more guys now for the wedding season.
How many hits a month does your wife get, Rob?
Hey, now, come on.
I mean, on a website.
Oh, that? You know,
yeah.
For your dancing. How's that bruise on your arm?
It's well, you
can
see her.
Oh, God. Oh, Rob came in today. Rob's like a bruised banana. Rob's got this thing on the side of his arm.
Yeah, he said he walked into his jukebox.
He allegedly claims he walked into a jukebox.
Yeah.
Only because she loves me.
Well, you know, you've seen my jukebox. It's right at arm level, and I was stupid, and I walked into it.
Right. I tell you what,
sharp corners.
Right.
Every once in a while, I get a little bit of real Rob.
Right.
Because I think normally, and you do this with Frida, you really, like, do the
Beaver Cleaver Eddie Haskell thing where they're like, hi, Frida, how are you?
So, I don't need to give her any more ammunition.
So the phone rings today, and it's Carrie, you know, Rob's wife, Carrie.
Yeah, my wife, Carrie.
She's calling because the kids, Rob's daughter, Julia, and my godson, Robert,
right.
You know, we bought them stuff on that cruise.
Right.
So they called to say thank you.
Right.
It's so sweet, you know, that Julia says, you know, oh, thank you, I like the pair, I like the dress, and Robert likes his. I love you, I love you. And then Robert gets on the phone and says, thank you, I love you. It's very nice. And then I hear, I'm just talking to Carrie. I said, oh, that's really great. And all of a sudden I hear, Carrie!
You didn't know you were on the phone?
No. And she says, hold on a second. I don't know if he wants to talk to you or not. And then he goes, what? Who's on the phone? Hold on. I'm coming down!
I mean, I really heard the wrath of Rob.
The really bellowing wow. Rob.
Mornings are magical at our house.
And then you get this thing. You get Carrie going, okay, I was just, the kids just wanted to talk. And you,
hey, what's happening?
This is cool. Yeah. I swear to Christ, that is exactly as it happens.
Yeah, mornings
exactly.
are magical, and evenings are much the same.
Oh, God.
Fun times at our house, always. Call sometime. You'll get the joke.
run a tape recording.
Would you give me that?
Road. Give me that. But I didn't,
Why are you calling them?
I didn't know Robert was speaking.
That, you know what? Uh-huh. It's in the past like week or 10 days that he's really starting to repeat
stuff. Because thank you, you know, Carrie said, say thank you. Thank you. And he finds it. Thank you.
What was the call from the top of the stairs again? How did it sound?
Carrie!
Like Gleason
actually,
life.
If I may, actually.
Sure.
It was more. Carrie!
That's exactly it.
Bellowing.
Gay former pop singer George Michael.
Faggot.
Says he wants to do.
I'm sorry, I thought we were doing word association.
No, I thought you would play the jingle there.
George Michael.
That one. He says he wants to do what Madonna did with Britney with Justin Timberlake.
Oh, dear.
But the
no,
former.
No, no,
the former,
no. The former front man for Wham says Justin hasn't returned his calls. But George says this is not a desperate career move on his part. He says he doesn't want to record with Justin. Just kiss him.
Oh, my.
He doesn't want to front me. He wants behind me.
Ah, spring, when the flashers come out again.
Yeah.
In Florida this week, a man was arrested for allegedly exposing himself next to a car where a 14-year-old girl was waiting for her mom.
Uh-oh.
And when mom returned to the car from Old Navy, she says she saw the man, you know, doing stuff.
Oh, I saw the, you know, and incidentally, I've analyzed the Old Navy commercials.
Yeah. Oh, with the Jeffersons? So have I.
Notice at the very end, they've got her back turned. It's like not even her.
She's not... listen, Louise Jefferson has had a stroke or something.
Yeah, Wheezy's not with us.
The beginning of the commercial is just you just see George Jefferson.
You see her start to open her mouth, and they immediately cut away from it, and you hear overdubbed, and it doesn't really sound like her.
Mm. It sounds like it might have even been taken from an episode of The Jeffersons. I don't know if she even says Old Navy.
I really don't either. And then when you see him dancing, and there's her with her back to the camera, Bill. Just like going back and forth, it looks like it could be a body double.
Body double.
She will always, for me, be the definition of woman.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so this guy with the car,
right.
Doing stuff,
Bill.
That's what mom says anyway.
Flashing.
There's the guy.
20-year-old Jimmy LeBron Jr. said he was just adjusting. It's a guy thing.
Jimmy, is that what you're doing?
Jimmy LeBron Jr.
There he is.
Says he was adjusting. Sometimes you need to adjust. And the woman admits that neither she nor her daughter actually saw the naughty bits. Quoting him, my baggy pants needed to be lifted, so I pulled them up and reset myself. The lady came over and began bugging out on me.
Hello.
But police say they don't buy Jimmy's story after finding the DVDs in his car.
No. well, wait a minute.
So he's got some naughty DVDs?
And his pants fell to the ground.
She was bugging out on me.
There's no reason. So I had a little porn in the car.
Uh-huh. Forget it. I'm halfway home. Where's my water?
They used to say, if you don't...
All right, now stop. See, I have to explain that.
Yeah.
Joe, he was house-sitting for us. He was watching our dogs. He had Joe and Tracy. We had him on the show yesterday talking about that. I noticed today when I was de-Joeing my house, I was going through the kitchen, and I saw in the refrigerator, there's a bottle of some type of seltzer water and something else. Anyway, on the bottle cap, it's taken a magic marker written very small, the letter J, lowercase J, with a period after it, as if to signify,
That's my water.
This water belongs to Joe.
Special water.
You know, I mean, not a chance I'm going to drink it anyway because it's not my... I see it's not...
peyote water.
It's not my label, but especially I'm not going to drink it now that I see it's earmarked just for Joe.
Anything floating in it?
No, it appeared to be... Although it was some kind of...
Hey, look who's here.
Hey, Joe, here he is.
You didn't want anybody to jack
it
his
was,
water.
It was some kind of weird mixer water, right?
Well, yeah, it was lemon-lime seltzer, but... Tracy does that, so I know what stuff is mine, and I don't eat or drink your stuff.
Also puts labels on his clothing.
My socks.
Right and left.
There you go.
Right and left. Okay, oopsie, missed again.
They used to say, if you don't stop, you'll go blind. Now they say, if you do stop, you'll get cancer. A new study says a man needs to be relieved on a regular basis to avoid the big C down there. The U.S. National Cancer Institute study says the cancer-causing...
Why did we just look at each other?
Because Buzz said Big C, and it used to mean something else. It used to mean something much funnier than cancer.
Yes, amen. Yeah. But then what isn't? They say that cancer-causing...
Funnier than cancer?
Yeah. What isn't funnier than cancer?
Sure. I agree.
Okay. All right. You win.
Bill O'Reilly Show.
Funnier than cancer.
Good answer. The National Cancer Institute study says that cancer-causing chemicals build up in the prostate and need to be emptied not only regularly, but frequently.
Yeah, frequently.
Right. Their study of 29,000 men can be found in this week's AMA journal.
Did they give you any numbers?
Numbers on percentages?
Well, what you should do, how many times a week?
No, they just said frequently. So that,
what kind of tricks are you playing anyway?
Well, I'll ask him.
I leave that to you.
Okay.
Showbiz news. Ben Affleck has landed on his feet again by landing George Clooney's ex-girlfriend. 32-year-old actress Krista Allen, who appeared in Baywatch Hawaii, they met in Las Vegas.
Oh, she is fine. Have you seen...
I'm not sure who she is.
Statuesque. Beautiful.
Really.
She says she left Clooney a few weeks ago because he wouldn't commit to marriage. The Inquirer quotes Krista as saying, "He told me he was sad and alone until he met me. I've got Ben smiling again," end quote.
Oh, man, Affleck.
Yeah.
Man, he's taking a ride on the lucky train.
Deal with that guy.
It's hard.
Roseanne says she's sorry. Now slimmer, thanks to gastric bypass surgery, Roseanne says she's sorry about grabbing her crotch while singing the Star Spangled Banner. She says she's sorry about the public feuds on the set of her sitcom, quoting her, "I hurt a lot of people." She also says she's sorry about hurting her family with charges of child sexual abuse. Now she says she wishes she could take it all back.
Well, I got news for you. Kill yourself.
There you go. Well, she's feeling better now, and do it on TV.
You're really feeling so guilty. And Roseanne, don't forget, that was a really funny show.
Until
you had to start putting Tom Arnold on it.
Amen.
Because you married him, and then you...
And then she was rotten to Tom Arnold, too.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, and then...
That she doesn't regret.
Then you fired Tom Arnold, and there was a time the Roseanne show was a funny show.
Yes, sure. It was.
It was like a real-life funny show.
But they put it on TV. How does she do it? How does she take care of herself? How does she end her life on national television? Do you have any preference?
Oh, wait, you mean if she killed herself?
Yes. Anything you prefer?
Oh, my God.
The hating?
I know what it's... It would be perfect. Death by chocolate. Yes, sir.
See, I took it seriously. I was thinking...
I know, and that's why I didn't give a laugh.
Plastic bag over her head.
Oh, really?
I would like to watch Roseanne be suffocated. Like,
really? Yeah. Just for the steady camera shot?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, apology, not enough for you, then.
That would be a great buzz.
Okay. She says 1990 through 1995 was her, quote, most embarrassing time. She says years of Prozac and intense therapy have put those days behind her. By the way, she says she will never marry another actor, quoting Roseanne.
Shut up.
They're all girls. I don't want to be with a girl. I want to be with a man.
Okay.
In sports,
the
manager of the Boston Red Sox has some splaining to do to his star player. Pedro Martinez walked out of the ballpark before the end of Terry Francona's first official game as the Sox manager. Attempts to reach Pedro have been unsuccessful. His agent is not returning calls. Francona says there's no hurry.
Hello, Pedro Martinez house.
He says,
I am sorry. He is not here right now.
Yes, I am glad we have another frontline starter in the name of Mr. Curt Schilling, though.
Francona says no hurry, but he wants to explain to Pedro that he likes his players to stick around for the whole game.
Absolutely.
And finally, some children in Germany will never forget that someone put a piranha
in their petting pool.
Hi, this is Wolfgang Juretzek from Germany.
Right.
It happened. Never forget.
Thank you.
Happened at Don and Mike show.
Thank you, Wolfgang.
Happened at the Berlin Aquarium.
Wolfram.
Where the kids were horrified to see the carnage the piranha had inflicted on some of the other fish. The curator says the piranha's now been moved to another tank.
Put it in the other tank.
Concentration tank. In Germany.
Oh, dear.
They still sell them in pet shops, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
Goodbye.
It's quite good, the news today. It's like you took your Dennis Miller pills today.
How about you?
You're good every day. It was just a compliment. We got to go. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
It was a quite good show today,
Doc. I know, because I wore a freaking dress.
Yeah.
I'm a big Queen Mo. All right, we'll see you tomorrow with the new episode. You?
Carrie!
Okay, that's it. All my best.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
You know, don't hit it, Rob. Can I just say something?
Yeah. What's wrong?
Every day at the end of the show, we play the tape with Sammy Davis Jr. saying, that's it, good night, goodbye. And I hit this thing that's supposed to go dun, 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 dun.
All right.
It's
all right.
Don and Mike show. Every week! One tape! Now is it ready?
Yes. We're playing in card 5, because I think it might be a bad puck in card 6. It's always card 6 that messes us up.
You realize, Mike, I'm sorry, do you want to take off?
Oh, yeah.
All right, go ahead.
See you later.
Never mind. I'll scream about the equipment tomorrow. Here's my only point, very briefly. Have a nice night, Mike.
It's okay. I'd like to hear this.
Here's the thing.
What, over here?
That we have... What are you doing back here?
I'm looking at you from this side.
We have installed in this studio now more worthless computer stuff that they're...
Hey, isn't that your dream come true? Take a look at that. Pretty.
Joe, what are you doing in Mike's side of the room?
I'm wearing his headphones. I want to be like Mike.
Never mind. I'll explain this tomorrow. Bye, let's see if it works now. Oh, now it works.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
That works. Blah, 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 blah.
Jingle?
Oh, jingle. Right. Okay. The Don and Mike Show. Oh, goddamn proud. Okay, promo.
The Don and Mike Show.
I've seen all the political experts saying that this is going to be the dirtiest campaign ever. And maybe this is just me. How about attacking the wives? Wouldn't that be great? They said, this is Laura Bush. She's the First Lady of America. Ask yourself before you vote, would you sleep with her?
The Don and Mike Show.
I wouldn't go to bed with either one of them.
Afternoons, 2 to 7 on 106.7 WJFK.
The Don and Mike Show.